evening. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, welcome to Elizabeth's World, or Pulling Her Strings Extension Chronicles. What? Ladies and gentlemen, before we get the show on the road, are you not the baddest in the room or what?
The baddest in the room.
I'm too shotty. What am I supposed to do when your body's calling? Loving that type of you, and I tried to play with something so special. Thought that I'd be a fool. That's too fat. No, just what you do with it. Control it. I'm in the middle of a party, but all I'm thinking about is you. 100 million shawties, but you make it easy to choose. How many men wish they could wake up right next to you? Oh, baby, bring it closer. I know just what to do. You're the baddest in the room. The baddest in the room. The way that you move, I'm focused on you. Oh, the baddest in the room. Right now, and all I see is you. Work it, work it, work it, work it, baby. I know it's been a while for you, baby. No, you won't give it up if it ain't me, if it ain't me. You know that we locked in. That your body is my girl forever. Don't take it from me, you know better. Won't compare to you, girl, I'll never. I'm in the middle of a party, but all I'm thinking about is you. 100 million shawties, but you make it easy to choose. How many men wish they could wake up right next to you? Oh, baby, bring it closer. I know just what to do. You're the baddest in the room. The baddest in the room. The way that you move, I'm focused on. Right now, and all I see is you.
The baddest in the room.
The baddest in the room.
The way that you move.
Focus on you.
The baddest in the room.
10 shots in right now, and all I want is you. I know what he's done for me. Too many are dead and gone, but you're still sparing me. Tell me why they envy me. Lord, I pray you defend me from my enemy. Hope I see it through before I go. Not in our hands, it's in our hands. Don't know where we're headed on this road. Not in our hands,
it's in God's hands.
I'm sending strong, they fall under me. Won't let them knock me down off my feet. Too many times I fall on my knees. Tryna take the world, almost drove off track. Hold take the world so I won't look back. Oh, Sue em la, God's had it. God, they will tell me, baby. My game, I made it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was down low, but you saved me. Yeah. I know what he's done for me. Too many are dead and gone, but you're still sparing me. Tell me why they envy me. Lord, I pray you to save me from my enemy. Hope I see it through before I go. Not in our heads, not in our heads. for me. Too many are dead and gone, but you're still sparing me. Tell me why they envy me. Lord, I pray you defend me from my enemy. Defend me from my enemy. Defend me from my enemy, yeah. Defend me from my enemy. Defend me, na na na. Si wem la gasaje, gade po te mi ve malgem pa me ite ye ye ye. Protege,
protege. What's that?
Na 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 na.
Who am I? Kajete. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing? Today is Toch Saturday and it is 23 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock in the afternoon, guys. It's not midnight. I know you guys are used to me chilling at the radio at nighttime things, but it's afternoon, okay? It's afternoon. So if you're just waking up now, don't be like startled. Ow! Hey, midnight is on, so it's probably nighttime. Man, no. It's Saturday, eh? It's afternoon. And the date is the 28th of the 6th month, 2025, and in studio today, which mic are you on? Speak, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, again?
Yeah.
All right, I found you. After 4 years of radio, right? Mm-hmm. I don't have difficulties with which mic is which mic.
Nah.
Yeah, so I always have everybody. Mm-hmm. It comes in and does the same thing. Which mic are you? Like, 4 years, ma'am. Don't you know better? Good evening. Good afternoon, Toch. I'm used to evening
good
things,
good
man.
Good afternoon. Nah?
How are you doing?
I'm good, man.
Nah?
I feel really fresh lately.
Are you not fighting the battles of the Namibian music industry?
I mean, I was away from the industry for a while, so.
Why?
I just to pursue education.
Ne?
Pursue a degree, yeah.
Ne? How was that?
It was good.
Pro career.
I managed.
Pro career.
Nah, not even. Not law.
Uh-huh. What happened? What did you go and study?
I know, we study human resource.
What's that?
Bachelor's, yeah.
Ne? So you know how to human resource people?
Yeah, no, I know that humans are the most important people or thing in any organization.
Organizational management.
And all that. Labor relations and all that.
But why did you go and pursue education? You guys are most famous and stuff there by music.
Yeah, but I mean, I just want to show also like the next generation that, how important education is.
Mm.
You see, for some of us, like, yeah, we have people that look up to us, and it wouldn't be fair if I didn't show them a better way.
So like you're only giving one portion of
like
yourself.
Yeah, like I'm showing them music,
just
rap,
just stages.
Stage
and honeys.
And honeys, you know. And even that, I'm not on there no more.
Like, I just want to work if I'm working, and that's it.
All I do is just stay focused, man. I mean, I used to be a smoker as well. I quit, you know, so yeah, just growth, man.
Nah?
Yeah.
Sure. So we are running Chronicles, right? Mm-hmm. It's actually Pulling Heartstrings Chronicles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But since I'm Queen Mother, I can also put it on to Elizabeth's World, so be so also.
Okay.
Uh-huh. So we're running the Chronicles of How Will I Know? Like, okay. you know that there was this meme that was going on, like, how will they know? They're not gonna know. How will they know? They're not gonna know. It was like a thing,
okay.
Like where people can hide something, like, maybe like lipstick, right?
Mm-hmm.
They put the lipstick a little bit over and then it makes their mouths look bigger, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So somebody would ask, like, how are they gonna know? And then the other person's like, they are going to know. And then it's like, how are they gonna know? And then you do it and then how will they know? How will they know?
Yeah.
So basically, what we're doing is asking the questions, the uncomfortable questions,
yes,
you know?
Yes, yes.
It's little questions that you can't ask your parents, you can't ask a friend. And even if you could, it is so, it's embarrassing. some of these questions that we are asking, eh? It's embarrassing, especially if you're already in it. Imagine now if you're a whole artist, eh? And now you are thinking to yourself, is music really for me? You know? Who are you going to ask?
You gotta ask that question to yourself.
Hey, but then you still don't have answers because you don't know. That's why we are running with that in June, because also June is Men Mental Health Month.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
and it's not just running with the concept of men, mental health, suicides and what. No. It is more about it's more about the well-being of the human being.
Yes, yes.
And we are asking these questions because they sound silly, right? Mm. They sound very silly. Like, how will I know if I'm at the correct job? How will I know if my partner is the correct partner? How will I know if I'm depressed or not? You know, it sounds, when you ask yourself these questions, right? It sounds silly. Like, because, there's a range of questions. You can even ask yourself, you can even ask the question of, how will I know, ne, if I'm beautiful? Right?
Yeah.
Yes. And that is why we are asking these questions. When we run with that, we are going to find so much that's buried beneath. Okay. And also we can give somebody that light bulb moment, right?
Yeah,
because it's not everybody that's fortunate enough to have a support system.
100%.
Yeah. And it's 100%. Not for everybody that's fortunate enough to have a Jay Black that they can just call like, yo, what's up, homie? I've been feeling like this music thing. And then Jay will be like, where you at? Like, let me come and sit down with you and have a conversation with
that's
you.
True.
Maybe this is their moment, right?
Okay.
And we are running it for the rest of June so that we can just close it off nicely. And then there's no question. Like, because I'm telling them, send me the questions. Send me the questions. Send me the questions, and we'll ask these questions. You understand?
Nice.
So I thought of you, reaching out to you because I feel like you are a good example.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah.
I appreciate
like,
it.
Like, you are like the big brother that young boys should have.
Ah, I appreciate
yeah.
It.
Because of your principles and because of also, you've been in tight spaces.
Ah, of course.
Yeah. You've been in little corners, in little spaces.
I have.
But then also, there's just something about you that like, your morality compass is not off.
No, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. So you're not the type of person that would be like, nah, man, I was just angry and then I beat him up with a bottle. And then like, and you're like, whoa.
Emotional intelligence has to be high.
But then people need to know these things. So that's why we are asking. That's why we are running the Chronicles. So today's question, I'm so used to nighttime, guys. Bear with me.
It's been a bit dark in here.
So today's question is basically, how will I know? How will I know if music is my thing? How will I know what my purpose is? And I know it's a broad question to ask, but how would you answer that one? Maybe we can start with what is music?
What is music?
Yeah, like what do we as human beings consider to be like the ultimate music to do? I feel like many people are not talented.
I mean, I wouldn't say everybody that does music is talented. I wouldn't say that. I definitely wouldn't say that. But it's like,
I feel like some people have resources.
Of course, some people have resources and with the resources they make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean it's like your calling or your talent.
Eh.
Like anybody can record a song. Literally anybody. So, but it doesn't mean it's a good song.
That's the thing that I've been saying. That's you know, with Namibians, name? With Namibians, I feel like, and me, I'm a hater, ne? Like, me, I'm a hater, I'm a critic. I feel like, Namibians have this thing of not recognizing real talent.
100%.
Yeah, they don't really recognize real talent. And, and even when there's real talent, it's more of, okay, we'll support you when others support you.
Yeah, to that, I think people are intimidated more so by intelligence. They prefer the artist who is
repeating lines,
who
sometimes
is more bubblegum, more
mainstream,
more easy to understand, so to say, because then it's not challenging them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think that's why people tend to lean on the less talented artists, because they don't feel that intimidation. Like, for example, when you don't understand what an artist says on a song, you feel a bit stupid.
Yeah.
And I guess people don't want to feel stupid.
Yeah, because, I know, what is this person saying?
Yeah, then
like, they say, their things don't make sense. Yeah. You're like...
Then they say things like, oh, you think you're smart.
But am I not? Am I not smart?
You know? We didn't get an education to not use it.
Why not? Why are we not using our punchlines, guys?
100%.
They're also using their things, but nobody's using, like,
Which things?
No, it's just like they use their things, like their theirs, And then all of a sudden others cannot use their
bare
education,
yes.
their punchlines and their what's and all of that.
100%.
So currently there's the story around Linda.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it today.
That's a sad one.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's sad because...
What is sad, brah?
The girl seems to have, like, lost hope almost. Mm. And it seems like her family has almost deserted her, abandoned her.
Mm.
And for me, one of the most important things in life is family.
Yeah.
So if your family isn't...
down with you.
Don't have your back anymore. It's like, where do you go from there?
Yeah.
I heard she's homeless, I think.
I don't know, man.
But she basically can't afford basic necessities like toiletries.
Mm.
And I heard she's an alcoholic now. She's drinking a lot. And I was reading so many things about the story that apparently her manager used to take all her money and never gave her anything. And all these things, man. It's tough. It's a tough one. Because Linda was one of the biggest artists around when she was like 16 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But now...
How many songs of Linda do you know?
I just know one, to be fair. I just know I Believe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So was she the biggest artist?
No, she was one of the biggest.
She had a hit song, guys.
Like, yeah, but...
Guys, like, to be honest, Mokupotso Shirine, on ear elective years, she had one good song, guys.
Yeah, but I mean, she was being booked all over. Look.
She was being booked for one song.
Yes,
or was she being booked for...
that one song.
Yeah, so I feel like we take away from other artists' song, like other artists' efforts when we say something like that, like, oh, Linda was the biggest artist.
No, not the biggest.
No, one of the biggest artists.
Yeah, one of them.
Because also I think that we don't dissect what is a big artist.
Big artist is just an artist that's, I guess, well known, popular, getting gigs left, right, and center. I guess that makes you a big artist because you're in demand.
But wouldn't a big artist be an artist that has hits?
100%.
Excuse, I'm just asking.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
not true. A hit, but hits.
But hits.
Yeah.
But then you
because when I look at Gaza and Dog and Tate Buti.
Those are great artists. Not even big.
Great artists. Great because artists. There is, you can jam, ne?
Yes.
From Windhoek to Gagarara, ne? Just playing JMP. We're just playing Tate Buti, just playing Dog, just playing PDK.
Yeah,
they're like, you understand, because they have hits upon hits in different seasons.
Those are legends, man.
Yeah. And even when we take the legendary stuff out of it, we can also put in other artists, right? Mm. That have good songs and good music where you can sit down and listen to their album. But now, if I ask you guys, because, I'm a hater. I'm at that point in my life, or at that stage in my life, where I'm okay with the title, because it seems as if every time you disagree with something, then you are
a hater.
So I'm the one that's going to ask real questions, like, okay, you guys like Pedrito because
who's Pedrito?
Pedrito was an artist as well.
Okay,
and he was like, Mommy Longombali, Ahawe. That one, you see. So, you like Pedrito because, oh no, he gave us this hit and he gave us this hit and he gave us this hit. You see?
Yeah, it's
just a name, but it's also like a while back. But we like them because of the music that they've given. You like Gal Level.
Yes.
Why do you like Gal Level?
The music.
My dear, story of my life and shake it.
Gal Level is just, they were also amazing.
Yeah.
Super.
Because they showed us talent in many different ways.
Even just dancing.
How? They were talented. Talented. It was like having Beyonce times two.
Back in the day, I remember guys used to debate, like, which one is better?
Yeah.
Definitely Frida, eh?
Yeah, definitely Frida. Which one is better?
Which one is better?
Who can sing, you know? And which one is what?
Who needs the other one more?
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah, because we also like to sprinkle a little hate wherever we go.
But I think together they were phenomenal.
Yeah.
And alone, I haven't heard much.
Yeah.
So I think they're better together.
Yeah, I think they're better together. But also the names also, like, Otea is Frida. Or is it Daphne?
No, Otea is Daphne, I believe.
You see?
Yeah, Frida,
like,
is just
Frida. Ha! From Daphne to Otea, even in the alphabet, they are not next to each other. The O's and the D's.
The changing of names is...
guys, it throws us off. Like,
don't ever change your name as an artist. I wouldn't advise it.
I don't think, I think at the beginning of becoming an artist, don't call yourself Little Nothing.
That little...
Young era. Nothing.
That era, but that era is done now.
No, they are there.
They're still Lils.
Lil Nas. Okay, little what, and little then in the dirt. Hood you find little dirt.
No, whatever.
Like, no, don't call yourselves little nothing.
Yeah, no.
You know, and then whatever name that you're going to have, right? I feel like it must be deeper than you wanting a good catchphrase. It must be better than, I just feel like there's a ring to it. No. Mm. It must be a name that you can walk with for the rest of your life, just like the name on your IT.
100%.
Yeah.
I'm never changing. I'm Jay Black forever.
Like, guys. May I change also? I used to be Lizzie Liz. And then I became Liz. True. Like, yeah.
But that's fine, because Lizzie Liz, Liz.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Like, yes, but that Lizzie Liz.
Lizzie was more like young girl vibes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But Liz is nice.
Yeah, but I had to work very hard, to become a Liz.
And you're a great singer, by the way.
Thank you.
I don't know why you don't sing no more.
I retired.
Oh, you retired?
Yes.
Officially, or you just?
Officially, I retired.
I never read.
Personal Space was my last album.
I never read.
I'm done with music.
Where was the media statement?
My dear. It was there. I even said it. I was like, okay, guys, this is the last time, man. Shop, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I feel like we as individuals, right? We have to have a sense of like grow into something else.
Yes.
When you plan, right? Like for me, I only plan two albums, to be honest.
Okay.
Like I was not like, I only plan two albums because I had something to say.
Okay, so you were done saying what you wanted to say.
Yeah, I was done saying what I wanted to say because at the time, right, when I was doing music, it was more of there was a mental health crisis, and I and if you look at my music, right, you will see that my music is very mental healthy.
It always had a strong message.
Mental health. Hey. And then once I figured that you guys are good now, you guys know it's all good.
Sharp. Are we good?
You guys are fine. You guys are fine. At least you know that there's an elephant in the room.
The truth.
Because prior to that, there was nobody
was discussing.
Yeah. So for me, that was it. But, I feel like when it comes to artists, yes, there is an expectation that we have in terms of what you're supposed to be and where you're supposed to be in life. But I feel like we don't look at things holistically as the audience, right? We don't look at things holistically. And we also don't ask real questions. In the case of Linda, right? Mm. This is somebody that is saying that her father was loaded.
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah, her father was loaded. And he was. He was not like splurging money, but he was generous to his children.
Okay.
And he tried hard for his children and all of that. But we also know that when people die, there's inheritance, guys. What happened to that?
You're telling me she didn't get nothing?
I don't know.
That's what it looks like. Oh, she got it and... It's done now.
Yeah. So maybe, right, we can talk about parenting. When our children are so young and they get into the music industry, right? Where is the part that we as parents guide them? Linda's mom owns a record label.
Wow.
Yeah. Like she was recording basically from the studio at their house.
So who's this manager that came in and...
Who is this? Yeah, but who is this manager?
Yeah, who is that?
And how is it that a learned person like her dad and a seasoned person like her mom would just allow their 14-year-old daughter to just be the money to be chopped like that?
Yeah, no. And then now I'm seeing guys taking pictures with Linda.
Hey.
I saw a DJ there.
See ya.
Yeah,
taking. You might say the names. They put it on the internet. We can say their names.
Taking a photo with Linda, saying, "Yeah, I'm with my sister now."
Bruh, you're from Katima.
So you are
from Katima. J Black, you are from Katima. You know that Linda is there.
So all these years, you didn't think of your sister.
Linda even said that we're in communication with DJ Sia and DJ Vuyo. She has not spoken to DJ Vuyo. Eh? But DJ Sia is there. So now all of a sudden it's like we jump on the hype or what?
No, man. Come on.
Yeah, it doesn't. So I don't understand who is this. Like, I feel like, can we scrutinize? Can we scrutinize things?
We can.
Before we just jump to the whole, GoFundMe page.
Yes, 100%. Because we might fund her.
We might fund her addiction.
Exactly.
We are fueling her addiction. We might find her. And we are just out here, giving all kinds of, oh no, we are really sorry for her.
That is true.
Yeah. But it's been 16 years. Sure. You know, it's been 16 years or something like that. And are we saying that the real problem here is because nobody cares about her, is because nobody what? No. The truth is that the message that should be behind there is that our children shouldn't play with our education. And us as parents, we should not allow it. How do you allow your 16-year-old daughter to tell you that she's not writing examination? Jay Black.
Come on, man.
Yeah?
Come on, man.
That she's going to America to perform for Obama.
No, man. And also, even if she's hit rock bottom, I feel like there's many things she can do. She can offer her services. Maybe
she did houses. She did caregiving. She did caregiving as a course, right? It's one of those courses where you learn how to take care of disabled people.
Oh, nice.
Or you learn how to take care of senior people.
Okay.
Is the problem really not finding a job? Or is the problem incapability of doing it?
Or the addiction.
Yeah.
That she has. Because she, I mean, I see the alcohol is probably an addiction.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah.
So
we have a tendency of blowing things up, Jamie, ne? We have a tendency of making things big. But we don't scrutinize. We don't scrutinize because we all want to be seen as empathetic people on the internet, right?
100%.
But can we talk about it? Can we talk about the fact that you, Jay Black, you will never allow your child to leave school and go and do music, no matter what?
No.
Because this is a national exam.
Exactly, man.
And pass it and then we'll see what other opportunities we can find you again.
Let's keep it real. You can damage your voice box.
Eh.
And then next week, you can't sing anymore.
And then it's over.
So now what?
Eh.
So come on, like education is important.
Yeah.
Or at least learn a skill.
Eh.
Learn plumbing or knitting.
Something.
Or something.
Yeah.
So that you can
maintain yourself. How?
And maintain yourself. Because at this point, we're not talking about a young person anymore.
Yeah.
She's a grown woman.
Oh, this is a person that's chasing 30.
She's a grown woman.
Yes.
So
please give me anything. That is a form of begging, and the begging is the one that we don't want, guys.
I even have a thing against charities.
Yeah.
I don't like charity. I feel like charity keeps people dependent.
Dependent, yeah.
So I don't even like charity.
And also, do you still got it?
Does she still have it? But we don't need her to sing anymore.
Eh.
No, we don't need her to. We just need her to get back on her feet.
but she wants.
She wants to sing.
Eh.
Does she want to sing? isn't music what got her there? I would stay far from music if I'm her. I swear.
Maybe that did anything to me, my dear.
No, the industry is cutthroat. It's not a place for. I see it now. I read on Twitter and Facebook. Mabuza and Exit. They're always talking about, there are some artists.
Gatekeepers,
they are blocking.
No, but the gatekeepers, that era is finished, Mons. It finished like 10 years ago.
But apparently they are still gatekeepers. They are still gatekeepers. And it's funny because I have experienced these gatekeepers. Literally have experienced them. So it's like, it is what it is, man. I'm not going to let a gatekeeper stop me from creating my art.
Yeah. And then also, I know why don't we create our own things?
Create our own platforms.
Eh.
Just go to the club, book the club, make your own show.
Eh.
Why do you need a gatekeeper to block you?
Yeah. Why do you need to be in the lineup of somebody else's
exactly.
show?
Exactly. Do your own thing.
Yeah.
And then you're independent. Then a gatekeeper can't do nothing to you because what are they going to do? Go stop a show that you planned?
No. That you are orchestrating yourself.
They can't. So.
And also like, I feel like we don't address the elephant in the room when it comes to the music industry. We keep pretending that things are not the way they are. We keep pretending that it's all roses there at the music industry. Like, for example, right? I'm hammering on the Linda thing. Mm. I'm hammering on the Linda thing because that one is public.
Yes,
and there's nothing I'm saying here that has not been said already.
Yes, exactly.
So it's not a rumor, right? Mm. And that's why I'm using it as reference.
Yes.
It goes back to, okay, so you still want to do music. It's fine. Mm. It goes back to, were you a good artist?
In the first place.
Like, what is, like, is a good artist? Yes, it's a good artist. Is a good artist not somebody that has multiple good songs?
Yeah.
If we only know one song of yours of when you were 15 and your voice box didn't even crack yet. Yeah? Because you were still on that Justin Bieber, exactly. and also, Peterson was a big artist at the time.
That's the thing that people tend to forget.
How?
That's
Are you really looking at it? Like, which other verses from that song do you guys really know?
Bro, that song wouldn't have been as big if it wasn't for Peterson. Like, come on, let's be real. That's like whoever featuring Gaza. I mean, it's gonna go viral.
Of course.
But after Gaza, can you stand on your own
feet?
And that's the problem. And you say she had a studio.
So
why didn't More Magic come out?
Exactly. She was on tour with her album. But the problem is that we don't remember any of the other songs.
No, we don't remember any other songs.
I asked, even on the internet there when they are talking, like, oh, she's really good artist. I asked, which other songs do you know? Like, does she need to make other songs?
Yes, she does.
Yes.
Yes, she does.
Yeah. Mm. In order for you to be categorized as a good artist, right? We need to know your music.
Because then you're not a good artist. You're just a person who made
one
a good song.
One hit wonder.
You're just a person who made a good song.
One hit wonder.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I hate the most. Yeah, one hit wonder.
One hit wonder. Oh,
that's terrible.
One hit wonder. How do you pass the one song that you did? It's just like, what is her name, Tyler?
Yes.
Water.
She's gonna die on that water hill. Because if she can't top it,
it's like it's over.
It's over, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then now you have to stay in the same, like you have to stay in the same element of that water.
Mm.
So that's why, home girl, even if it's cold, she must wear a tank top, my dear.
Hey, bro.
Eh? Because she must look like the water all
yes.
the time. Yes, because. That is her identity.
And I don't feel like Tyler is being exploited. Man.
She is being exploited. Just like every other artist that makes one good song and is being exploited. But can we also talk about, I don't understand and I don't believe that it is true that you, your Leonard father, and your record label holder mother would let some family member, just be chopping your money like this. And then they don't look. They don't audit.
Something
is not right.
She's not telling us something.
She's not telling us the whole truth.
But I just don't want to...
To ruffle feathers.
Pick a dog that's down. So to
say. Guys.
So I don't want to like...
Maybe that is... It's not bashing.
Mm. Actually, we're not even bashing because it's the truth.
Yeah. At the end of the day, right? I think that if we spoke up about certain truths, right? Then many of us would really just come to the forefront and get ourselves up.
We need to be honest with each
other. We are giving each other like, oh, bro, we are hyping each other up, and turning around and doing this.
And if we are being really honest, why would she come back to the industry when the industry has no money?
The
industry has a 1% success rate. Maybe even 0.5. So why would you come back to a place that there's no certainty?
Yeah.
In you creating or doing anything, getting
and an also income. Everybody in the music industry is younger than you.
That's the other problem.
Yeah. So
and you know how they love.
Can we? Can Linda and Miss Gideon go against each other?
No, they can't. Miss Gideon can actually sing.
You see?
Yeah.
And how do we know this? Because
there's more than one song.
Oh.
There's more than one.
Because she also came out. Yeah, she also came out on the back of Yeezer. Right?
Yes.
With Pretty Vibes.
100%.
And then after that, ne?
She took it.
After that, it was, oh, Petrus, smacholang me, brah.
Funny thing is, I don't know much of her songs.
Yeah.
But I just,
she can sing. So talented, man. She can sing. So the talented. Girl can sing.
Yeah.
Now are we going to compare, are we going to put them head on head?
Those two can't be compared.
They can't be compared. No. And even if we looked for a different genre, right? Linda is in the same genre with Angels.
Yes, 100%. Where are they?
Exactly, they're at school.
They bowed out gracefully.
Yeah, they're at school studying. Mm. And now they are most... It has been such a long time, I don't even believe that they're at school anymore. They are grown women doing work things.
Yes.
Can we understand as people, ne, kucha? Brur, sometimes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're given an opportunity once, grab it with both hands, run with it, ne?
100%.
Capitalize on it.
That's true.
Ne? And then have an exit plan. That's it.
Yes.
Have an exit plan. Yes. I keep telling people, Kucha, a contingency plan is a necessity.
It's funny you say that because just this morning I was listening to a Pusha T song.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was saying in the song, like, you don't want to be a 50-something or 40-something, 50-something-year-old rapper who has to stay on the road to survive.
To stay relevant.
Eh. So to say. There's nothing wrong with being 50 and making music. But there's something wrong if that's the only way.
If you depend on it.
Because come on, man. Like, in your 50s, you want to be looking after your grandkids and, you know.
You want to relax. You want to make music for fun.
You don't want to perform in clubs with the youth.
Ah!
What are we doing in the club at that age?
Kampala topi. Eh? You go to the toilet and then you're trying to go into the toilet and then they say, "Ay, Kampala topi."
Nah, ha! Not, nobody wants.
Why are you there?
The reason why we celebrate guys like Tate Buti, Kaza, is because they're successful.
Yes.
So they can do music for all they want.
Yes.
Nobody cares.
Tate Buti can take off his shirt even when he's 60. It's all good.
It's all good.
It's all good because also Tate Buti is not performing at the club.
Exactly.
Tate Buti is performing at your wedding.
At this festival.
A festival.
Yes.
He's performing at your wedding with other grown-ups.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
He's not booking, small children shows. Like he has the power to decline. Which I know, bro. I cannot. We are doing. You want me at which show? Like I know we want you here at Maperatata. Where?
Yeah.
Where is that? Yeah. I know it's just here, this side of.
I mean, he can do it if he wants to.
But it must be by choice.
It would be something he wants to do.
Not by circumstances, guys.
No. Yes, not by circumstance.
Not because I cannot leave.
I need that 3,000
to pay school.
I need to pay my child's school. No, man.
No, man. It must be because, you know what? I'm bored. I'm gonna show up in my car,
yeah.
And then I'm going to park my car there, have my great performance, and yeah.
Exactly.
And that's it. And also change of audience,
when
guys.
When you say that, ne, it actually breaks my heart. Because now we're talking the real things. Like, how many artists in Namibia who have done music for 10 plus years own a car? Never mind a car. Scratch a car. Maybe its car is not important. How many of them own their own place to stay?
Yeah.
How many of them are paying rent?
Yes.
I can count them maybe by hand.
All of them are living with their parents.
They are living with parents.
Parents' house.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
But there's something wrong with that if you're not even...
If it's not by choice. If it's not by choice.
Are you telling me you're staying
I'm
at your
living
parents
with my
house?
Parents by choice because I'm assisting them.
We're talking about grown men that have to ask their parents...
For taxi money.
For taxi money. And now, what makes it worse for me is your parents raised you.
Mm-hmm.
Now your parents are raising your kids.
So now we are buying nappies.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. And also we are buying roll-on.
Yes. Eh? For the men now.
Eh.
Come on. That's
guys.
Not fair.
Like, and this is why we need to talk about it. Mm-hmm. This is why we need to have these conversations. Because, if you are going into the music, if you love the music and you want to go and do the music, ne? Mm-hmm. At least a blueprint for yourself is a necessity. A blueprint for yourself is something that you need.
100%.
Which are, okay, Elizabeth, you know what? I was gifted enough to be given a voice. I was gifted enough to be a poet. I was gifted enough to be all these things, ne?
Yes, yes.
What do I want to say? In this era, in this time, what I want to say is this and this. I want to talk about this. So I'm going to do music for this and this and this and this. Yeah. I'm going to do music for this season of my life, and I'm going to enjoy it. And then when I'm done, I'm done. Right? Yeah. When I'm done, I'm done. So how many years am I going to take before I'm done? Like, you know what? You know, not even years. Let me give myself albums.
Yes.
So as soon as I can finish the second one, mm-hmm. then I'm out. Then I dip. The type of person that I am, mm-hmm. Jamie, ne? The reason that I believe that worked out well for me mm-hmm. is that I'm not the type of person that can actually survive crowds.
But you know that you shocked me, man.
Hmm.
Cause we used to be at the Von B.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Let's just keep it 1,000.
Yeah.
Another problem. 99% of the people that wear the Von B aren't successful.
Yes.
They can't even feed themselves.
Yeah.
I was so happy when I keep seeing DVD around
He's the guy that does my marketing for my business. So when you see my business out there thriving and flourishing, he's the brains behind
DVD
it.
DVD is doing so good.
Yes.
And I'm so happy to see it.
Yeah.
Because it's a rare.
It's a rare thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. DVD, Kadeen, Dante.
Dan Twiz.
Yeah. Dante is a mechanic there in the north, and he's married.
He did my car as well, so I know.
Bruh.
Yeah.
Hey.
Who else is there? Gaddafi? Ain't Gaddafi a pilot or something? Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But life, you understand.
Life is lifing.
Yeah, life is lifing. So I believe that if we as young talented people, right, want to step into the music industry, mm-hmm. step into the music industry with a plan.
100%.
A plan, which, okay, this is what I want to do for a couple of years.
What's your target?
Yeah, what is your target? Why are you doing it? If you are doing music, you are doing music because you've got something to say, that is beautiful.
Yes,
because if you have something to say, mm-hmm. then your presence within the music industry is timeless because we will always have something to say. But if you say that I have something to say about certain issues mm-hmm. and I want to spark a fire, which is what I did. I wanted to spark a fire. I was very happy when I was nominated for the Namas.
Oh, nice.
Do you know why?
Mm.
Because the song that was nominated for the Namas, ne, is a song that I shot at psychiatric.
What?
Yeah. Wait. The guy was in a mental institution. He tried to kill himself. It was crazy. The video, I'm in a cemetery, a psychiatric. I'm, do you remember Bobby, country boy? No. Kawaria.
Yes, yes. I know.
Yes.
I know him, yeah.
I was at his grave. In the video.
Oh,
exactly. I had something to say. I was very happy when that song was nominated, mm-hmm. ne? Because that song is not the type of song that goes in the mainstream world.
100%.
Yeah. True. Nobody wants that. Everybody wants to shake their bums.
Still wants to be entertained.
Like, dance. Entertain me.
Dance.
You know, dance. Make it ring. So I was happy and I reached my target.
Mm.
Like, that's what I wanted. Like, ooh, okay. My beat came all the way from Paris.
Wow.
Yeah, from Risk.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. My beat, I forced him to make me a voice note, my dear. Make me a voice note, please, man. Please make me a voice note. Happy birthday. No, please, man. Please.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, and then it was done.
Mm-hmm.
When I dropped Personal Space, ne?
Mm-hmm.
It was an intimate area where it spoke about everything. I spoke about COVID. My uncle was case 2 of COVID deaths in Namibia.
Whoa.
So, I spoke about death and I left it. Like, it was, I was done. Lucky for me, ne? Lucky for me, immediately when I left that, I went into business.
Mm.
And then after business, right? Something about the voice called me back.
Mm-hmm.
Here I am using my voice. Your voice is not only for singing, guys.
That's what I was gonna say. You are lucky because you're still kind of in media.
I'm still in the voice industry.
Yeah, and you still get to spread a message.
Exactly.
So it's not like you left. You just don't.
I'm just in a
music.
Different room.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just in a different room.
Just in a different room.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't easy at all. Like, for me personally, I've never made dance music.
It's very difficult.
Yeah, it's difficult, but also,
it's very difficult.
I don't want to make songs that have no meaning. Or, where the meaning is.
Is distorted by the dance.
Shake your hips or whatever. So I'm just like, nah.
Yeah, I know.
Here and there I might entertain it,
mm-hmm.
but my target, my mission is inspire, enlighten, educate,
motivate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are my targets.
We need motivation. In as much as we need fun and all of that, ne?
100%.
We need motivation. We need all the motivation we can get.
100%.
Like, in all honesty.
You can never get tired of
it. Mm-hmm. You know how I knew that I served my purpose, right? When I launched the last album.
Okay.
It wasn't a big thing. It wasn't a big deal. It wasn't what I've never been like. I've always been the artist that you know, but I've not been the artist that is all over the place.
Which is like, good. You had your own niche.
Yeah. It was. Oh no, we know Liz. Yeah. We know Liz. Everybody knows me, but nobody knows me at the same time.
Mm.
So when I dropped the album, right, 90% of the audience, right, they all had the same story. Everybody was like, I don't know. I was going through suicidal thoughts, right? And then I was just browsing on the internet. There was a person that was browsing on the internet, right? Just before they ended, they wrote their suicide letter and everything. And then they ran into the song.
That's crazy.
Like, Modern Dream.
That's crazy.
Like, they ran into... I knew, ne? Which I guess, nah, man. I did my part. And whenever something like... People will stumble upon it.
100%.
People will stumble, as long as it's like it put in the archives, you can find it.
People in jail still tell me like, yo, we're listening to your songs over there.
I know. Damn. I have fan mail here, Jamie.
Nah.
I have fan mail.
No, but I know because last time I was here, I heard the callers. They go crazy for you. They love you, man.
Like, so I'm trying to talk the one that doesn't have a plan out of it. And I'm trying to talk the one that has a good plan into solidifying their plan. If they are going to jump into the music. Right? And then the one that's doing it for fun, right? If you are going to be doing music for fun, then let it be for fun.
Yeah, let it just be
for fun. Let it be for fun. Let it never interrupt your life.
Mm.
Ne? So what song are we going to listen to?
I want to hear something from the clips of Pusha T.
You would listen to Pusha T.
That's my game.
Pusha T in the morning, Pusha T at the night.
That's
it must be
game.
Clean. It must be clean.
He raps the way I
want.
I love rap. I want rap to sound. So I love.
What song are we doing?
I don't know. You got any and everything.
Yeah.
Play So Be It.
So Be It Clean.
Yes, please.
So be it.
So be it is probably him and his brother, so that's Clips.
Yeah, Clips. What's that?
16,000 square. 8 million up there, 2 million down here. When I was born, grandmama could see it. I be Bentley driven and very strategic. RM sleeve, no diamonds are needed. Floors are heated, so be it. P, get something to meet you. Your soul don't like your body, we help you free it. Then we wait for TMZ to leak it. It ain't no secret, so be it. Smoke. So be it. Smoke,
so be it. ZLIP, SEFB, A-Ball LV. I can show you how to bust a brick if you let me. I monogram like confetti. Switch is ready. She leaning on Celine cause she ain't stepping at Giuseppe. Catch her buck 50 like each Pirelli. I got 8 of them, call me Andretti. If I'm not in the telly, selling the Yeti, then I'm pulling it like she in spaghetti. Heavy, circle back and come and get this Kelly. And your ears too, if you want a blue like Belly. Lot of jetting, Prada betting, 9-11s. I'm the who's who with what, Papa Heaven. Around and get your body traced, trying to test me. Cause that I'm with like to draw when it's sketchy. If they catch me, don't forget me. Resurrect me. Buy a dog tag the same place that they forget me. Ski.
This is culturally inappropriate.
So be it, so be it. Smoke. So be it, so be
you
it.
You ain't solid, ain't valid, you ain't malice. Been quiet, ain't riot, you ain't Paris. Blow money, you owe money, we ain't balanced. You ain't believe, God did, you ain't Khaled. All black, back to back, this ain't traffic. Can't wrap your head round that, you ain't Arab. Y'all tweet, bird talk, we all parrots. Don't stop, cross the border, we like Dallas. 21, gun salute, we been savage. Tag them up, add them up. Savage, fly him in, fly him out, only the baddest. If I had her, then you had her, she never mattered. Wish upon the stars of my roof, they all scattered. Ain't no more Neptune, so peace Saturn. Off the first ski up, they re-up. It's a pattern, like middlemen, they killing them. You know what happened.
Smoke. So be it, so be it. Smoke. So be it. You cried in front of me, you died in front of me. Calabasas took your and your pride in front of me. Her had moved right up the street, and her lip gloss was popping, she ain't need you to eat. The net gon' call it the way that they see it, but I got the video, I can share and AE it. They wouldn't believe it, but I can't unsee it. Lucky I ain't TMZ it. So be it, so be it.
This is culture.
Smoke. So be it, so be it. Smoke. So be it, so be it.
$16,000 square. 8 million up there, 2 million down here.
When I was born, grandmama could see it. I be Bentley driven and very strategic. RM sleeve, no diamonds are needed. Floors are heated, so be it, so be it. Fucking with P, get something to meet you. Your soul don't like your body, we help you free it. Then we wait for TMZ to leak it. It ain't no secret, so be it, so be it. Smoke. So be it, so be it. Smoke. So be it. ZLIP, SEFB, A-Ball LV. I can show you how to bust a brick if you let me. I monogram like confetti. Switch is ready. She leaning on Celine cause she ain't stepping at Giuseppe. Catch her buck 50 like each Pirelli. I got 8 of them, call me Andretti. If I'm not in the telly, selling the Yeti, then I'm twirling your bitch like she in spaghetti. Heavy, circle back and come and get this Kelly. And your ears too if you want a blue like Belly. Lot of jetting. Prada betting, 9-11s. I'm the who's who with what, Papa Heaven. Fuck around and get your body traced trying to test me. Cause niggas that I'm with like to draw when it's sketchy. If they catch me, don't forget me. Resurrect me. Buy a dog tag the same place that they forget me. Ski.
This is culturally inappropriate.
So be it, so be it. Smoke. So be it, so be it.
You ain't solid, ain't valid, you ain't malice. Been quiet, ain't riot, you ain't Paris. Blow money, you owe money, we ain't balanced. You ain't believe, God did, you ain't Khaled. All black, back to back, this ain't traffic. Can't wrap your head around that. You
can't wrap your head around that. What? Here it's hip-hop, it's hip-hop, it's hip-hop. We are hip-hopping. So, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, how you guys doing? If you guys have just joined us, we are here in studio with Jay Black, and we are talking nice things. But what other music do you like? I'm so in love with Friday, ne?
Oh, I love Friday.
Yeah.
I love Friday.
I'm so in love with Friday.
Me, I listen to all music. Mm-hmm. Country, especially a lot of country music, a lot of blues, jazz, R&B.
Ne?
I think the only genre of music I struggle to listen to is amapiano.
Why?
It's just too loud and all over the place for me.
Really?
Yeah, it's very, but there are some songs that I
don't know
like.
Any.
For real?
I don't know any.
Like Izolo by Mapurisa.
No.
That's a song.
Ne?
That's a jam. Izolo. Yeah, but you know, just here and there some songs. But
I like Marumba Pitch.
Yes, he's cool too.
Yeah, I like Marumba Pitch and
Dadali Wonga.
Mawelele.
Okay, I don't know.
I'll play Mawelele, but I'll play you a country song also.
Yes, please play me a country song. For
a little bit of sympathy, like I wasn't the one you left
all alone crying.
Don't you dare try and reappear after you already got me standing here. I can't believe you'd come at me looking for a little bit of sympathy, like I wasn't the one you left all alone crying, looking like a hot mess. Don't show your face round here anymore, honey. This is something you better get through your head, cause I'm giving you up. Thinking coming round to visit, completely uninvited, messing with my brain again. You couldn't give me the satisfaction of forgetting your existence. Showed up when I thought I finally found the end. Don't be coming over looking for a conversation, dropping little hints that you want me back again, cause I'm so sick and tired of the little lies that tell me so. Here is all I'm saying, baby, better listen in, cause I'm giving you up just like I did. Turn into a man, don't even recognize I'm giving you up. The same way you did me out in the moonlight. Yeah, I'm giving you, giving you, giving you. Yeah, I'm letting go of all the things that held their grips on me. And I'm giving you the same way I did the whiskey on the ice. It's all so tough. You turned me to a man that don't need a lady. Now I'm giving you the same way you did lay out in the moonlight. Oh, out in the moonlight.
this shattered apart. I wanna say goodbye and disappear. Don't wanna watch if you break down into tears. Don't try to make me stay, cause I ain't gonna change my mind.
Take a good look at the pain in my face when you walk away. What I say, I'm gonna give you what you want, but though my heart will never stop. Tell you that I'm fine, even though I'm not. You're gonna know for the rest of your life, this is true. I'm never getting over you.
Get back into the conversation. I'm just introducing a Jay Black to my Welele, cause how Kai? He doesn't know the man.
Oh, Thank you. 외치면 난 깨져왜나
아쉽네요
yeah, yeah, yeah. 영원한 만답 understanding So bad, I won't find it. I won't find it. Take my heart, take my soul. I'll die for you, die for you. Ya mona manta banda steady. What you mean? I know we were meant for each other. Yeah. What Taliban is under sun.
Sogo soke, sogo pila wami, kyozi trita nawe.
Alrighty, no, I have shows on Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So I work 6 days a week.
Snap.
Every day. And I get up in the middle of the night to come to work. I work from 9.
But you enjoy the work, so.
I do.
But it don't feel like work, eh?
Yeah.
You get to listen to music, man.
No! We only listen to music on Saturdays.
Oh, yeah.
The other days we are talking straight.
Yes, it's true. It's a talk show.
Talk straight. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you have just joined us, I am joined by Jay Black here in studio. And we are most now talking about the music industry. We're talking about, kucha vele, how are we going to go about this? And how will I know? We're doing the Chronicles because we have to do the Chronicles, because nobody else is going to do the Chronicles. Nobody wants to answer real questions. Everybody just wants to be, you know. And what is a simp, okay?
A simp is apparently a guy who, he overcompensates.
For what?
For the love of a woman or the attention of a woman.
Like, gives too much.
Basically leading with everything but himself. So gifts and money and, yeah.
But isn't that how you guys are raised?
Not necessarily.
But you guys are suffering there by the love industry, man.
Hey.
No,
it's
guys.
It's not easy.
You guys all believe that you have to have money.
I mean, the dates aren't free.
The dates aren't free, but also if you find a meaningful relationship, right? It is not finding somebody that solely depends on you. It's finding somebody that you guys can depend on one another.
You need to complement each other.
Hey, when you have, we are balling. Yeah. When I have, we are balling.
Exactly.
We are always balling.
Exactly.
Yeah? Because
exactly.
It's up and down. But I feel like, men don't get that.
I mean, some don't. I've been fortunate in all my relationships to have women that reciprocate and point to me the same way I point to them. So, I've always been fortunate enough. But I hear a story.
What makes you different?
I don't know.
You
I think
talk
it's
the truth.
Maybe it's being genuine.
You talk the truth.
Also,
it's not
also.
My car. This one is not my car. If you are thinking that this Range Rover is my car, it's not my car. But I will drop you because I'm given an opportunity to drive this car.
These are the things, and you know, okay, now I own a car, but back then we are taking cabs, we are doing this and that, and like the woman really had to like you for you.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have much to offer.
Hey, guy, I have all the love in the world.
Yeah.
I just don't have resources like that.
She might send me a call me and I'll be like, ish.
Ish.
But hey, times have changed.
My baby.
Times have changed. But also, I'm not one to spoil a woman necessarily with money and gifts and all these things. Because
yeah, I'm more like a thoughtful guy.
Because I think you my
listen.
Time.
Yeah, I think it's the art of listening.
Yes.
Because if you hear what I'm saying, you will realize that I don't want a shopping spree.
Yes.
What I want is a conversation. So we're going to sit at a place where we can have a conversation.
Now the problem with this generation of women, not all, but most, I even see on WhatsApp statuses. For example, they'll post things like, I want to get my hair done. Who's going to send me 500? I'd be like, bruh. Get your hair done, man.
Get your hair done.
Go get it done yourself.
If your man can't afford it, you should get a job.
Get a job. 100%.
Yeah, get a job. Find something to
that's
do.
It.
Like,
let me put it this way. My sister got married.
Mm-hmm.
When my sister got married, she had her own car, her own house.
Mm-hmm.
The husband just came to compliment her.
Yeah.
So.
To enhance what we already have.
What we already have.
Yeah.
Now like these makeup. Women have nothing,
mm-hmm.
not even a degree, not a job, and then they're still the ones on that, you need to spend on me. Bro, what am I, I'm literally investing into something that has no returns.
The policy is not going to mature later and give me back.
We're just
nothing.
Throwing money into a well. I swear.
I visualized it. It's yeah, around, really, like
just throw it away. Just throwing the money away.
Like, yeah.
Might as well just take the money and burn it at that point.
It's based.
Because what is this? Like, what are we doing?
Ladies and gentlemen, if you're wondering what we're doing, we're also live on our Facebook page. It's Eagle FM. You can go and follow us there. And then you can also go and check it up. Hey, you also want to be followed.
Me, yeah, they should follow me, but they should just subscribe to my YouTube channel.
Subscribe to my YouTube channel. That's, what do you talk about on your channel?
Nah, I don't go live or anything. I just post my art. That's it. My music.
Come on, like,
I don't need social media followers. I'm not a lame. Nah,
I'm okay.
I'm not an attention person. I just want my art to be heard. That's it.
Like, I feel like I've been the same as well.
Mm.
There was a time where I was having a conversation with Kadira Momo.
Okay.
I was having a conversation with him, and he said something very, very, very powerful. Mm. He said that I'm not a pompous person. Mm. I would allow the work to speak for itself. If the work is speaking volumes, nay, that I am volumes. If it's not speaking volumes, then I am not volume.
100%.
So the work speaks for itself. And I got that. Like, I was like, aha, like it makes sense, because if you want something to go as far as you want it to go, then you put your everything in it.
100%.
Mara, I have a plan.
Have a plan.
Because even these people that we are looking up to, right? Like if we're looking at Season Amanje, and if we're looking at Kadira Momo, if we see all their pictures, these people used to be security guards. They used to be
soldiers.
Soldiers. They used to work pushing papers. Yeah. And then now they are one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I believe that this applies in any field, in every 100%. And including music.
Yes.
So, Lioness is retiring.
I heard she retired now. She's done.
She's done with the tour.
Yeah.
Is the tour done?
I think the last show was at the Loft. So I think she's done now. She's retired.
Meh?
That's nice. She exit plan, you know?
You see?
She's a doctor, so.
Yeah, exit plan. And well, then we can go and do other things also.
Yes.
I feel like when you're talented, right?
Mm.
I feel that God doesn't give you one talent ever.
That's very true.
Ever.
A talented person has many talents.
Exactly.
I always say, and I see that.
Yeah. Like there's just nobody that is a talented person that only has one talent.
That's very true. So tap into the others.
Yes.
Don't let your life pass you by without
tapping into things.
Into the others.
You know, I used to ask God, Kuja, oh, now you gave me this voice to use it, and then, but I don't be on stage. I don't want to be forced. Because within music, sometimes you get a little desperate, you know?
100%.
You get a little bit desperate to be heard and to be seen and to be recognized.
Yes.
And the thing is that all the things that gets you seen and heard and recognized are all things that are not like they are not in alignment with your values. Don't want to dance.
Yes.
We don't want to dance. Yes. We don't want to do that.
Don't want to sell my morals to appease somebody just so he can book me or.
Oh, no. I remember your WhatsApp status when Ella May came out.
Ella May,
Ella May came out, right? You were one of the people that were really feeling her. Then I was like, I know this guy. Yeah, because I have your number most.
Yeah,
it's like, yeah, a woman that is white, a woman with dignity, a woman with
talent,
and a woman with what? Then I was like, this guy. Let me go and listen to this Ella May. And then I fell in love with Ella May also.
Oh, yeah. Nice. But I love how she carries herself, man.
Yeah.
Such a lady.
Polo neck.
Always fully dressed.
Always.
Always. always, always.
Even the cover page for Naked, Naked was only her arm.
Exactly.
It's only her arm. She's come, the bathtub comes until here, under the neck, and then the arm. Just, you can see here my arm. That's enough skin that I'm showing.
That's a woman. That's a woman.
And I was like, man, this guy, what is he going on about? Mm. Let me dive into Ella May.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I get it. No? I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it.
I love it.
Because
I love
it. It is refreshing to see. Mm. It's refreshing to not see people's buttocks. It's 100%. Refreshing to not see people's thighs. It's refreshing to not see breasts. It's refreshing.
Here and there, it's okay.
Mm.
But it shouldn't be what you lead with.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be your selling point.
It can't be
point.
Your identity.
Yes, it can't be your identity.
Yeah.
We don't mind you have nice thighs. Okay, here and there, show them off.
Yeah.
That's cool. But now, every photo, every video. Nah,
that's nice.
No, come on. Man. No, what
even
are we
the
doing?
One where you're singing about your dead mom.
Mm,
or your like, no.
Oh man, come on. Where's the
My grandmother that was in slavery, and it's a nipple sticking out.
They do that.
They do.
I see that. I see it a lot.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys would like to call in, the number in studio is 083-288-4001. That is the number in studio. If you guys would like to call in and ask a few questions, but honestly, or generally, we are asking the question of how will I know?
Yes,
how will I know? What was the second question? How will I know? We did, how will I know if music is for me? So how will I know, Jamie?
If music is for you, I guess you will know when other people appreciate it.
Other people, they lie you.
They do lie.
You have never seen people go to idols, my mother said. My mother said I can sing.
And also, you know, it's a tricky one because how will you know
if
music is for you?
Yeah.
But I guess you will know when you're passionate about it.
Mm,
and
we can also be passionate about things that we are not
about
good
nonsense.
At. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, madam, and guest there.
And Jay Black.
Who?
It's Jay Black. His name is Jay Black.
Jay Black.
Yes.
Yes.
He's a rapper.
Is he more blacker than the eye, or?
No. He's just a black person that identifies as a Jay Black.
African symbol.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good, man. How are you, Jay Black?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
No, we thank God. We are happy for the conversation that's going on there.
Okay.
And, are you not three there? Or?
We are only two. It sounds like we are three, eh? It's like a party.
I'm just the jubilation is into me. Like more than two people.
I know, we just do, but it's crazy. We're giving it our best.
Oh my God, thank you very much for giving your energy. You know, they say in everything that you do, build your mighty, your strength. And what? There's another one. When they say, oh, something like that.
Vibes.
So now, you need to put some force there. Some, you know, and it's a very, very important, especially when you are talking about those qualities that are also found in women. That are also found in women, those virtues.
Mm.
And how will you know, actually?
How will we know?
You know how to address the question of how, it's always very complicated.
Yeah.
And once you get it right, then you get your soul right. I mean, you get your soul in what? I don't know whether it's some kind of good hands.
Mm-hmm.
Because the quality of women, maybe how you know it, since we know the quality that they should possess or they possess.
Mm.
No, those virtues, especially when it comes to women, wives, and all these other things.
And it's not only that one that we are talking about, Tatebwana. Tatebwana, to this question is, how will I know if music is for me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I just wanted to make a remark on what
we said about Ella May.
Yeah. that really made me laugh. And in fact, even in the music or whatever profession,
yeah,
that you may want to embark upon.
Mm-hmm.
So there are also certain things that you really need to know, especially when it comes to music.
Mm.
I'm so sure that many people are so talented and they have the quality to become musicians, for example.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the only complex, the music is seems to be a very complex situation.
Mm.
Because if it does not go with some kind of counseling,
mm.
some kind of psychosocial support, non-social support.
Mm.
Not talking about money, because money, they have the money.
Mm.
They might have the money and things like that. Because most of the testimony that I've heard, from most of these successful musicians, even those who are still succeeding, trying to make it in life, to make a breakthrough,
yeah,
they always experience a lot. Not, I think the way I'm observing and things like that, I see that many a times the under social kind of psychosocial pressure.
Mm.
And that also sometimes deviates their attention and it's from music.
Mm.
And I've seen that maybe, I don't know what kind of really support that they need, but to me I see that maybe it could be in the area of psychosocial support area there.
But do you think that when you hear that somebody is a musician or is an artist, do you associate it to drugs and alcohol?
No, not all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But because not that I associate them to the thing. Because there are musicians who don't, maybe, you know, drugs.
Like who?
Now, when you say drug.
Like who?
No, listen. Mm-hmm. Drug, see? When you say drug, it's a concept that includes even things that were not supposed to be drugs.
Oh, my pangwe.
That's a kind of confusion. You know, people say omapangwe. When you say omapangwe,
many pangwes.
You are including now the cocaine, the drugs, and what?
Yeah, and ganja.
But yeah, ganja is just ganja. It's a pangwe. It's not a drug.
It's a pangwe.
You can say it's a drug, but you don't say omapangwe.
It's a pangwe.
Uh-huh. And if you follow that road,
uh-huh.
if you follow that where it came from,
yeah.
especially in Shiwambo, a pangwe, just do the research. And you see.
Are you just talking like this because you are Rastafarian at the point?
No. Not only that, I'm talking today, we were reading a scripture in the Bible where they are talking about scientific medicine. They are talking about health.
Mm-hmm.
They are talking about all these things. And then this we are talking about from the natural law now.
Yeah.
So all these things, and you see that these are things that God has just made.
Mm-hmm.
The plant, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And there are those ones that are very helpful in terms of this ailment and all these things. Well, even the one that you cannot even cure.
Mm.
Cannot be cured by these medicines and things like that. Even though medicine are also produced from plants, but what I'm saying is that maybe most of them, they are so fermented because of the laboratory kind of base experiment.
Yeah. You know?
So not necessarily in that one, but I have read more of those laws and things like that, and I think you have also come across, Elizabeth.
Yes.
You have come across some of the topics where they are talking about those things in your profession there.
Mm-hmm.
Where they are talking about health and all these things and the laws and all these other things.
Yeah.
So I don't think, not necessarily because of Rastafarian.
Yeah.
But I don't think that.
But it's a contributing factor.
There are those who appear to be like Rastafarians, but they don't dance like Rastafarians anyway.
Yeah.
So they are, even though they are mostly associated with Rastafarians. Mm. So, but you see that they don't even take ganja. Maybe they take ganja in their tea or their bread. I mean, what is it? This is
their tea.
Food that you cook. Eh?
Okay. Cool.
Well, maybe you use it in your food to eat. But this is the healing power. And you say, in the scripture that I was reading, they say it's the healing power.
In ganja.
And I started doing some research. And when you look at now the medical, I was reading about, I conclude now, I was reading about an article that's written from the pharmaceutical point of view. And then now they are talking about these things, and they are talking about these things. And now they are talking about the diseases that can be healed by the thing. They're talking about the cancer. In fact, one thing that is there that the people say is not doesn't have a cure. And I know, like Oshinona.
Epilepsy.
Why is it that many a times the epilepsy is not killed, it's not cured? Even if it's a kind of a case or something that just happened because of some, you know, natural, you know, issues and things like that. But it's very difficult to find people cured about epilepsy, you know. Unless they just give you the medication which you've done, and then you become accustomed to that kind of medication. If you don't take it, you fall and things like that. But when you look at in your, you know, some of the written, you know, you find out that a pango is one of one of the herbs that he heals that things, apart from the cancer and many other illnesses. So now there are people, still people need to do some research.
Like, bueno, what will you do if your son just decides that he's stopping his engineering and he's going to become a musician?
Oh, we are talking about things that we were discussing. You know, we travel out of Windhoek, my son and my daughter.
Yeah.
One of my daughter. And then I was telling them, you know, I was asking about somebody. So he was talking about, oh, this is just maybe what is it? Lovely, you know, the one who, I think it's this model. And he was talking about this kids and talking about this kind of politics and things like that. But I said, and since he's in engineering anyway, I was telling him that, yeah, you can also become an engineer. And you can also play music. If you want to become an, you know, this kind of profession, you can also diversify your skills, your interests and things like that. So, and maybe that's where interest now become more. If that is the case, my only advice is that as long as you are making a livelihood, don't drop the things. And then at the end of the day, you now say, no, because I'm following this career. I'm following this career now, and then you now go and sit home. You are waiting for daddy again to produce a, no, you can start a lot of profession. You have a combination of skills, but that's multidisciplinary kind of skill.
Yeah.
You can acquire those things from So thank you very much. Why the brother? Let me hear when the brother is commenting and then I'll come back, because many a time people don't come.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
All right.
No, he said a lot, but he has a point.
Ne?
He has a point.
What is he saying? What is the point? Maybe me a tin.
We're talking about that one drug, so to say.
Pangwes.
And it's medical benefits.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does have medical benefits. I just still wouldn't advise people to use it.
I feel like we all just lean onto that one. We all lean onto, oh, it has medical problems.
It's like an excuse.
But what about the part where we get addicted to it and codependent on it and then we can't function without it? Then what?
Yeah, no.
You know, because it's not all of us that have most now the capabilities of saying, yeah, I'm just going to do it for a little while until I get better.
A little while,
20 years. Yeah, little while, 10 years. Guys. I'm very strong on the conversation around addiction. Because I feel like many people don't take my addiction serious.
Your addiction?
Yeah, I'm an alcoholic.
What?
Yeah.
No ways.
I'm an alcoholic. I'm 9 years sober.
Oh, you mean like this?
Yeah. Oh, Oh, it's a thing.
Well, that's cool. Thank God.
Like, what's the problem?
What? I was about to ask, but why? But I don't see a drink.
But I was an addict and I was spiraling down the wrong road.
Okay.
And then I decided to change my life around and I decided that, I'm going to do correct things. And I want more from my life. You know, I want more with my life. I want to do more and then I feel like when I talk about it, people think that it wasn't that bad. But you're fine.
I never even saw it as bad. And I used to see
all It was bad. What do you call like Jay Black? What do you call it when you guys are drinking every day and you guys are not doing nothing?
That's being an alcoholic.
100%. Do you know that it even got to the point where we're not doing music even?
We just come to drink. A lot of people don't actually know that they're alcoholics.
Yes, people don't know.
They think they just like drinking.
They don't even think that they like drinking. They just think that drinking is just part of the story.
So something I like,
I'm going to the studio. To go and do what?
I'm going to have a beer.
To go and do what?
What happened to Oros? Or Fanta? Orange,
water!
Or water. Why is it just beer? No, I need to go. Let me go have a beer. No, bro.
Why? Why are we always drinking beer?
Yeah, that's alcoholism.
Yeah, it is alcoholism. 100%. And a lot of people don't, we don't relate to it. Especially within the music industry, right? I don't think within the music industry people can identify themselves, right? As alcoholics. Up until... Right? It is as bad as the ones that we've seen is bad. 100%. Right? But as long as you're still walking fine, as long as you are still, you know.
Yeah, functioning alcoholics.
As long as you can still.
Because they go.
You can't really drive a car anymore. Yeah. But yeah.
But
wasn't it our bra Benji? Benji! You don't remember Benji?
Which Benji?
Benji.
The homie from South Africa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Benji was slaughtered in his flat, my dear, and tortured to death. He was in the newspaper, my brother. Yeah, he was murdered.
But tortured.
Drag things. Yes, he was tortured first. In this window, you can look for the newspaper. I'll look for the newspaper article and I'll send it to you.
Man.
Yeah.
He's such a lively person.
Of course. Now we understand why he's so lively like that. Because he was always up here.
Yeah.
Kanti eats drugs. It's cocaine. And we don't see anything wrong with it. We don't see it as, we can't even identify when our friends are in something. Do you know how many of our people are alcoholics, are crack addicts, are coke addicts, and you can't identify it because that's just how you know them.
Yes, he's like that every day. He's fine. He's always like that.
You'll probably be worried if he's quiet.
Yes. Or when he's quiet, you just be like, maybe the guy said tomorrow he'll be fine again.
Exactly. And these are things that we can't identify. That's why we can't stop each other. That's why we can't stop each other. And that's why we can't depend on each other. That's why we can't lean on each other within the industry, right? Because you guys just don't see anything wrong with an artist falling off the stage because he drank too much.
Yeah.
You guys just keep saying things like, you must stop drinking, man. You guys don't even say stop drinking. You say you have had enough. You can drink tomorrow.
Come on.
No. And these are things that I feel that, these are conversations that we must have so that if you're going to make the decision of going into the music industry, you make it based off of a solid conversation where people that know what is there, are really talking about what is there, which are, guys, there's drugs, there's alcohol, there's women, there's AIDS.
We see that stuff backstage.
There's STDs. Yes. People run trains.
Or in studio run trains.
It's true. People run trains on blunts and girls.
Yes. 100%.
People get drunk and vomit and pee.
Yeah. 100%.
Yes.
I'm just fortunate. I always stayed away. And out the way.
Yeah, out the way. Not stay the way, but out the way. We'll sit at the couch outside.
I've been offered even that cocaine drug.
Yeah.
Been offered many times.
Yeah, you're like,
hey, just one, man, won't hurt.
Like, and oh, it God. Also makes you wonder, like, you're not giving me a slice of bread. You're giving you're me giving something me a, that, like, that might affect me for the rest of my life. Yes. Because, you don't know what DNA I carry.
Exactly.
Guys, most of the drugs that we are addicted to, it lingers within our blood because there are some people, right, that get hooked on things just like this with one try, it's right? True. And then there are people that you have to force it. We have to force it until try again and again. And then there are certain people that just never get addicted to anything, right? Mm. But the people that never get addicted to anything, it's like 0.25%.
Yeah, they're not a lot.
They are not a lot in the world.
I don't know anybody who's done cocaine one time. I don't know such a person.
I have.
Is it?
Yeah.
Just one time.
Just that one time.
Sniff the line.
Like, just that one time. Like.
Okay. He's lucky. Or she, like.
Like,
the
thing with me, I think that when we talk about addiction, right? When we talk about addiction, we must also understand that, addicts have preferences.
Okay.
Yeah. As an alcoholic, I had a drug of choice.
Yes, true.
So I cannot do this.
I read somewhere that every person is addicted to something.
Everyone.
Some it's tea, some it's coffee, it's cocaine,
some it's gambling,
some are addicted to sex, but every human is addicted to something, and you need to figure out what that addiction is, so that you can control it, because even too much coffee is bad for you, it can kill you.
But I think that when people are talking about addictions, right, or when we are fighting at the forefront of the fight against addictions, people don't point out their own flaws.
No.
They like to point out flaws that they consider to be bigger. So they will crucify the alcoholic. They'll crucify the crack addict. They will crucify the ganja addict. They'll crucify the lean addict. They'll crucify every addict.
Yeah.
But they will not crucify themselves for, what do you call this? For drinking too much tea. It's not harming anybody.
All that sugar in your system.
Diabetes.
You're just shortening your life.
Diabetes.
So.
And then you say, but like, it's like, at least I'm not harming anybody. Everybody says that. Everybody
says. A lot of drug addicts aren't harming anybody.
Exactly.
But you're harming yourself.
Yourself. And yourself is a somebody to me. Somebody. Right?
That's why suicide is illegal.
You're not allowed to harm yourself.
You're not allowed to harm yourself. 100%.
You must just stay. You're not allowed to.
Don't worry what you're going through. We'll figure it out. Don't run.
It is what it is. So I feel like it's nice to have these conversations. Mm. It's nice to talk about it. Mm-hmm. To give the person that's at home thinking, and then next year I'm going to Windhoek.
You know,
from secondary school, I'm going to Windhoek. I'm going to be a rapper like Jay Black. Jay Black is like, but I'm also an educated person.
Yes.
I'm also a responsible person. I'm also all these things. I'm an entrepreneur. Also I'm what? I'm HR. Guys, I'm not only a rapper. Yeah. I'm using the talent of understanding.
Yes.
Right? To put it in all the things that I find interesting.
100%.
So, in order for you to be interesting, please.
Even guys that just want to rap, they tell me, I'm a rapper, I rap.
Mm.
Like, bro, there's more to life than one thing. Like, yes, you can be a rapper. Even Jay-Z is a rapper. Mm. But Jay-Z is a father, he's a brother, he's a CEO.
Billionaire.
He's a billionaire. He's part of a cult,
you know?
Part of a cult, you know? There's many things. There's a lot to life. Why should you just do one thing?
And you know what also upsets me?
Mm.
Is the fact that this one thing that you want to be doing for the rest of your life that you love so much and you know nothing about.
That's the other thing.
So you don't know the origins of rap, where it came from. You don't understand the concept of rap within African dialect. You don't understand our music as a people first.
That's actually a good question.
Eche.
If we start asking rappers now today, how old is hip hop?
Eh.
They They won't tell us.
They will not.
They won't.
They will not.
They don't even know how old the thing they did is.
There's zero interest. Where does it come from? Rhythm and what?
Yeah, rhythm and blues. How did it start? Why is it like this? No, they don't
know. You only know Tupac and Big.
They don't even know Tupac and Big. They just heard Meek Mill and decided, oh, I want to be like that. Meek Mill, I want to be like that.
That guy.
Bro, if you really love the thing, like I see footballers.
Uh-huh.
I speak to a lot of footballers, even young footballers, 16, 15.
Yeah. They're all watching the games.
I would ask them like, yo, do you know Zidane? They go tell me, yeah, I know Zidane, bro. I've watched some clips on YouTube. Because he's interested in learning the history of what he loves.
We know Maradona.
Do you know that the double rhyme, like hip hop was always hip hop.
Yeah.
But nobody used to have a double rhyme.
Double rhyme,
until Rakim.
Uh-huh.
Ask a lot of rappers who's Rakim. No, they don't know Rakim.
No,
but they double rhyme.
Yeah.
They do it.
We're doing his thing.
But you don't even know where you got that.
We're using his internet and we don't know Mark.
You don't know Mark. Exactly. Some people just on Facebook, they don't even know who owns Facebook. I mean, maybe it's cool not to know, but I would like to think if it interests you so
life
much.
Life is better.
Learn about it.
That's what I've been saying. You know, I was having a consultation with a couple, right? They were having difficulties, and the difficulty from the woman's side was the fact that she feels unheard, unseen.
Okay.
And she feels like this, the person doesn't care.
That's a regular complaint.
I understand why it is. Mm-hmm. And then the man is like, he feels disrespected.
Oh.
Like she just answers the way she wants and the way she speaks, right? Mm-hmm. And she's not maternal. She's not the type of woman that, when I cook, I bring your plate type of things. Mm. It's more about I dished, I put everything in plate. So you take the quantity that you need that is satisfactory for you. Because, and I asked, why don't you serve your husband? Mm. And she said, it's because every time I serve him, there's always food left over and we're always wasting food.
Okay.
That means he doesn't finish his food. Mm. Yeah. Always. So even if she puts on a smaller portion, he doesn't finish his food. So when he serves his own food, he finishes his food because he measures according to how he feels. I already ate a burger outside now. Now I'm just going to take to fill up the gap or I'm not eating right now. You understand? And he feels like, she doesn't even do it to me anymore. Then I asked, how much do you guys know about each other? Yeah, we know each other. We've been together for the past 10 years. Like, okay. What's his favorite color? Basics. That's the basics. That's the first thing you learn about a person when you're starting a relationship. A relationship. What is his favorite color? Isn't it white?
If you had to get him a jacket now, what color are you looking for?
Isn't it? The question is, isn't it white?
Oh, my God.
And then I said, then he frowned, you know? And then I said, what's her favorite color? Pink. Because she's a girl, you know? Yeah. Then I said, it's because you guys, there's a lack of interest.
Yes.
Everything that we like, we research.
You research.
We
ask.
You throw. We go in it.
Yes.
Everything that we have an interest 100%. In, right? Mm-hmm. We go and search for it. Mm-hmm. The internet is at our fingertips.
That's true.
You know when you want to learn about a disorder, right?
Google,
instead of being ignorant.
Just Google it.
You Google it. What is schizophrenia? It's audible and visual. Sometimes you see things that are not there. Sometimes you hear things that are not there.
Yeah.
Audible comes from audio. It's like, audio, audible. Oh, okay. That's why it is sounds. Uh-huh. That's why they can hear. But you can find somebody that is living with a schizophrenic person in their house.
And never understand.
And they get killed by this guy. How do you guys get killed by this guy?
Who lives with you?
Who lives with you? Mm. Are you not concerned about yourself enough to go and search about the thing that the person is having?
Yeah, so that you can also know how to treat it, how to control it.
How to speak when they are having an episode.
Yes.
So that we are not just shouting here.
100%.
There was a time I was having an altercation with my brother, but he was drunk. Mm. Then we called the police. And then.
Which brother?
My other brother.
The one I know.
Yeah, the one. Oh, I have a story for you.
game.
So we're having an altercation and he was drunk, right? Okay, so okay. When he's in, when it's intoxicated, no guys, the laws of reasoning, it just goes out the window.
Yeah, I know him.
But when he's talking, he's offending me.
Okay, okay.
So I have to answer. Then the police turned around and said, oh. I felt so stupid. The police officer turned around and said, oh, but you are the sober one and you can see that here you are not talking to anybody that can hear you. You are just aggravating this one. You can just go. Eh? Yeah. You can just leave this thing so that as we deal with this one here, but you are sober. Eh? You're adding fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
And it made me feel as if I was not, like, why are you guys not listening to me and why, what? And then I realized, right, that it's not actually that you're not being listened to. It's that this moment here is not for listening.
100%.
This is not where we listen. This is where we get out of harm's way. It's not a place where we are listening here, please. And now I had to think about it and I was like, yeah, they were right, really. Like, in all honesty, you can feel whatever you're feeling, but because I understand what alcoholism does, yes. The being impaired and I understand it, it's like, ah, okay, all good.
Yeah.
Sharp, you know, but we don't know. Do you know that, going back to our conversation, right? People are jumping straight out of high school into the studio.
Yeah, like, come on.
Bro, the internet is there. Go and research about the Namibian music industry. You realize that your CD can be at Naskam for 20 years and there's only $4.
Research what you're getting yourself into.
Hey!
Please.
Hey!
100%. Especially then, young artists.
Hey! Period. Then you want to come and protest about a system that is like this. Had you known, first of all, because you are looking at Gaza, Dog, Booty, PDK. You are looking at them, right? Like, oh yeah, but they are making money. You understand? Especially that exit. Exit, that one has influenced many people. Exit has influenced many people because he's living the life of every young artist. Like, he's
the dream.
He's living the dream. He's got the honeys. He's got the flow. He's got the bars.
He's got the car.
He's also got the entourage. He's got like a perfect entourage.
The fashion.
He's got, he has a season for hair. Mm. He has a season for no hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then he's also like, brilliant.
He is.
Yeah.
He's a genius, man.
Yes.
Like he says.
Yeah. So him, he's, I want him to start a campaign where the youngins that follow him, right, have that degree. Like, if I was Exit's parent, right, I would have invested in his music, on a provision that he finishes those final 2 years at UNAM that he had.
Does he still have 2 years at UNAM?
No, he's like, he dropped out.
Oh gosh. Okay, but
of science.
Let's see what his plan is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, who said it? I know. Was it Mushe? Mushe said that get the degree and put it in the suitcase and go and play with other kids.
Yes.
Like,
do that.
Yeah, get it. And that's what I'm motivating. I've got my youngins, ne? My clique here. The pulling heartstring kids.
Yes.
Ne? I've got like, a stash of at least 20 children, right? That are like under my wing. They are young. They're young adults. They are basically like, I think the youngest should be 17.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Leo is 17. Like, so it's 17, but all of them, they started 4 years ago. So if they are 22, they were 17 at some point with me. So my children are graduating off. Like literally, I've got graduates under my belt.
Wow.
I've got a gown that they are all going to wear. All they have to do is pick it up.
Nice.
The graduation gown, it was mine. So get the graduation gown, go and graduate. Not unless the school where you're schooling is not wearing a black gown.
Yeah.
Not unless that. Mm. But if it is, come get the gown. And the idea is you go inside there and you go and do what you went there to do when you get out.
Then you can do what you want.
Oh, we're not asking you for distinctions. Mm-hmm. If you have distinctions, great, but we're just asking you to get that pass.
Yeah.
And get out.
Get the paper and leave.
Yes, then you can put the paper in the suitcase. Then you can go in Mamala now.
Free.
Freely. Eh? You can give them, you can even give the parents the degree, which I did what you guys wanted. Here's your degree. I'm going to be a whatever now.
Nobody will have a problem with that.
Nobody will have
because
a problem.
If things go south.
Yeah.
You can always apply for a job.
Yes. And also you have the qualification, right? To back you. Which are even if you go into a conversation with somebody, right? Mm. To back you. It's nice.
It is.
It comes in handy.
There's power in knowledge.
Yes.
Yeah, there is.
And people don't understand that one. They just, I just wanna be, yeah. Guys, let's get the move on.
We did the whole gang thing, man.
I'm telling you. Do you know who has a lot of qualifications?
Ooh.
Bella Harris.
For real?
Ha.
Where is Bella anyway?
She's in KM.
Okay, she went back home.
Okay. Like maybe 5.
Nah.
Ha. IT technician. She's a software.
What does she do now?
She's a designer.
Wow.
Exactly.
With all the qualifications.
I'm telling you. Silhouette, fabrics and design.
Because now she can choose what she wants.
Now she can choose what she wants to do with her time. She can be sleeping and
Okay, that's nice. That's beautiful, man.
Exactly. That's so you have like, you have a retirement plan, guys.
Mm.
And even if when you, education may seem like it's not it, but it's because of everything people say. But it's usually the people that have nothing that talk the most.
Only uneducated people say education is nothing. what do we expect them to say? Like, really?
And you know, people say things like, yeah, I'm going to be a millionaire and I'm going to employ you people with your what? With your degrees.
That's fine.
But even us here, we are sitting, in Eagle FM, may I can tell you that my boss, the owner of this company is an educated somebody with degrees.
Yeah, he has to be.
So, I know which millionaires are you talking about that don't have papers? James Atikulipi.
They're very rare.
Harvard.
They're very rare.
Eh?
Can we say Opa Indongo is one of them?
Opa Indongo came in a generation that is not applicable to us.
Well, that's also very true.
Eh? It's not applicable to us.
And even him is a one in a million success story. Man.
Eh? One out of the whole country.
Exactly. So, it's a rare one.
Like,
So.
We want to take people's stories and put it, right, in times that doesn't suit it.
100, yeah.
If we are talking about people that have the money right now, right, then we must talk about people that have the money right now. Even if we're talking about who is this, what is Kanyama?
Oh, Shapwa.
Eh. Mm. Is he not a learned person?
Yeah, I bet you he is, man.
Ah.
Come on.
Even if we're talking about Miss Betty Davids.
Yeah, she's also educated.
How?
I saw her graduation photos.
All three of them, ne?
Ne?
How?
Yeah, she slays.
She slays
and she's a queen.
Eh.
But she's an educated one.
Eh.
Educated woman.
Eh. So that even if everything in life doesn't work out, she can go to the court. Because she's a lawyer as well. She can go, she can go to the court and go and say, guys, I need a job.
Mm.
Eh? These are my qualifications. And so maybe I can be a court clerk or whatever.
Yeah, anything.
Anything because I have the LLB.
Jeez. But you know, it would also be better for people like Betty herself
to encourage, to tell
young girls these things.
Because Let's do this.
The young girls only see her lifestyle.
But they don't. That's the thing. They don't. All of these pictures that we are seeing of this woman, they are all on social media, the same place where they are checking to slay. The people are selective about what they want to learn.
That is very true. You're right. She also did post her graduation.
Hey!
But why?
Even the recent one, one when she was pregnant, right? With a graduation gown and her husband.
And most women think, she's just beautiful and she just gets things her way because of her beauty.
Ow.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Is that what we had? downplaying her.
We keep downplaying other people, right? And make them seem like they're not doing anything. But the truth is that if you're going to be following somebody like Maria Nepembe,
yes,
right? Please stop looking at the reels. Stop looking at the status of what she's wearing for today when she's going to a meeting, and look at what meeting is she going to.
Exactly.
She is a whole director, a film director. She makes movies. You don't just wake up and make movies, friend. You go to school.
No.
You go to school.
Yeah.
Eh? And then you make
a lot of respect for those ladies.
Yes. A lot. Shuna,
yeah. Another one, yeah.
Guys.
Another one. They're a lot, ne?
They are a lot. Esperanza Lavindao. A whole poet.
Our queen.
A whole poet. She's JBG's sister.
Whose sister?
JBG.
Okay. Me, I'm bad with names. Yeah. I see his face, maybe.
He's a producer.
Oh.
In Okahanja.
Don't say.
Yeah, at the corner. The pharmacist.
Don't say. Yeah.
Okay. He's the one that literally produced like her first song, like, or her first when she came out with her album, and it was poetry on sound.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. But why are Namibians attacking Lubinda?
Because she's not a Namibian.
No, she
That's
is.
The only reason. Maybe we should ask them to define Namibian.
She's not of Namibian descent, but she's a Namibian citizen.
We must start there. So. We must ask that question. First of all, if you guys didn't have a problem with who becomes a Namibian, right? If you guys had a problem with who becomes a Namibian, then wasn't this a battle that you guys should have fought a long time ago before somebody else came into the chair?
The dog was born in Zambia, right?
Yeah.
Why does every Namibian celebrate him?
Oh, because both his parents are Namibian.
Okay, that's fine, but he's born in Zambia. Is he Zambian?
No, he's born in Zambia. That's just location. Like, just the same as you are born here. Your parents, can choose if you are going to go back there. You have a Namibian birth certificate, but you're going to go back there.
But she's Lubinda born here.
Yeah, she's born here.
No, then she's Namibian.
That's what we must ask. Do people understand, Kucha, what makes a Namibian? You can be a Namibian by marriage, birthright, by descent. Yeah. So maybe if they had such a big problem with foreigners being in the chair, then they should have fixed that and not left it the whole time. I know Lavendao is doing bad things.
The guys are just intimidated also
by Lavendao.
See, a young, successful woman. She's beautiful,
but she's not the first youngest. We had Emma.
Exactly. No, but I'm getting there. She's beautiful.
Oh, look
she's
at this one.
Stunning. She's She got crazy photo shoots. It's like she's a brand ambassador.
No. The thing is that let's go back to that one. She's an artist.
Yes.
She is an artist. That is what you are expecting.
She's an artist.
It's just the same way as if Lioness goes to Parliament right now.
Oh, they're going to hate on her. Big time.
We're going to see all of her pictures when she was going through the motions. Yes. Exactly. Yes. Because she was in artist mode. Mm. People think that just because you are in artist mode, you can't do anything else.
I mean, look at Shitana. He's in Parliament right now. He was also, arrested for fighting against jukebox owners. But nobody is slandering him for being in Parliament. Because why should we?
Yeah.
Why should we?
There's no reason. But I think also, I think the backstory around Lavendao is the real problem. It's only that people don't want to say what they have to say.
What the real thing is.
Yeah. They most probably have a problem with the backstory around Lavendao. Because, rumor has it, right? And I'm not one to spread rumors, but it is something that I heard. Yeah. That, the curriculum vita, the CV itself doesn't match the timeline.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was more about the doctors that were doctoring there. They had a, the doctors that were doctoring there, they were having a complaint that she was not a good doctor or she was not a what. So it's internal within the medicine world. And somebody is now dishing it out to the public to create an agenda.
But
yeah.
Is she competent or not?
When I view her, from my opinion, I believe she's pushing an agenda for a country that's not ready for it yet.
Why would they
AI? Yeah. we are not ready for it yet, ne?
No,
because we have problems, guys.
We don't even have internet coverage all over the country.
Eh.
So the AI will drive through from Kidman's and then lose network.
Eh.
Lose all its AI functions.
It's done.
When it gets near my Intel, the AI functions are back. It drives halfway to the airport. AI functions gone. We're not ready for that.
We are not.
We're not ready for
what
that.
We are ready for, ne, is a hospital that is fully packed with medication.
Yes, and clean.
And clean. No, 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 it's clean now.
No, I know.
It's clean now.
Yeah,
I was in ICU then, eh? No? I didn't even think that Kalutura Hospital was capable of having an all-white room.
No, it's clean. I was there also.
Ne?
It's very clean.
It's clean right now, but what I would like, ne, is for her to hammer, ne, there on more staff. Mm-hmm. And more medication.
And another hospital.
Guys, we cannot be 35 years and we are in our inherited hospital we got from our colonizers.
I heard somewhere that Kalutara Hospital is the only one with an emergency unit, right?
Eh? Uh-huh.
What is that?
Like, Central used to have.
Listen, if worse comes to worse, we are attacked by a country, we only have one emergency unit in Windhoek.
Mm-hmm.
We are done.
But also, if we are following propaganda, Lavendau's speech, right?
Mm.
When she came in, she said she doesn't want there to be a difference, ne? Mm. Between stepping into a state hospital and stepping into a private hospital. Mm. Now, if you make such a bold statement, you, your young politician self, us that are having stock in these private hospitals, are we not gonna come for you?
Of course.
How?
Of course.
Everything that you say, we already kill it.
We don't want you to tell.
We don't want us. You. Did you see?
Kalutara Hospital.
So that the people want to come to my clinic
and the others.
Eh.
It's true.
Exactly. 100%. So at the end of the day, it is more like one of those things where we have to wait and we have to see what exactly is happening over here, right? So that we have to give her a year to work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's just watch her. After a year.
Yeah. Let's see if something is going to come about. And also if she's listening, right? I get the AI, right? I get it. Mara, it's not about creating your own legacy when you go into a government. When you go onto the seat, it's not about creating your own legacy. Because that is the same mistake that every single president of this country has had. Mm. We don't carry out the Vision 2030 to its full potential. Mm. We start new visions. We are harambeing. We are all over the place, right? Mm. Instead of finishing the one that was started so that the one that comes after that one is started, right? Mm. Picks up a new perspective.
Yes.
Now we are still in limbo with 2030 and 2030 what is in 5 years. And we are still driving the same cars we were driving 40 years ago.
Yeah,
and our things are still not exactly.
Yeah.
So it's not about creating your own legacy within a government. It is more about creating, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something that is sustainable, something that really assists your people that you are leading, that depend on you, right? To make things better.
Yeah.
Think about new and improved ways to make it better. In 5 years, let us not have a medicine crisis.
Yes, please.
Let us not take up. Jo Bampanda asked her about the meeting that she had with Fabu Farm.
Yes, yes.
Right? And let it be a transparent thing.
Mm.
Because everybody is looking at you. And everybody hates you for one reason or another.
Exactly. They already hate you.
I think that my problem with Lavendau is a cultural thing.
Okay.
I believe she's very disrespectful.
Is it?
Yeah. Because when somebody is talking to you, you look at them.
Okay. She doesn't look at people?
No. Have you watched her in parliament?
Yeah, I mean, I watch here and there.
She has the whole, she has the vibrosity of an artist. You get what I mean?
Carrying yourself like
an artist. Yeah. So she has the vibrosity of an artist. She speaks like an artist. Everything is a theater play for her when she speaks. I want the initiative of this country.
Let me turn you guys around.
I want the initiative of this country to be prerogative and, it's a performance.
Yes.
Right? That is what I see. But it's because I know an artist when I see one. She's an artist. I see performances. Yeah. I see a performance.
But when we speak about ministers,
now
that we're on that topic,
there's
two that I want to meet.
Yeah.
I really want to meet these guys. Honorable Nekundi and Honorable Sankwasa. If I could just meet those two guys, I'll be so happy.
I'll make a plan, man. Me and my journalist.
Those guys are getting things done. Yeah, I like them.
Oh, and with Nekundi, they were also not feeling Nekundi.
Of course.
Apparently he's got a dictatorship leadership.
No, man.
But, okay.
He's just cleaning up things.
So going back to Lavendau, what I would appreciate, right, is when people are talking to you, look at them.
Okay.
That's it. I know that it's maybe not something that, that she's accustomed to, but I feel like when people talk to her, she looks away.
Okay.
That in psychology, right? That is undermining people.
100%
In psychology, that is disrespect. That means she has, if a psychologist was to analyze her body language, right? Then that would mean there's a lack somewhere there.
I wouldn't even continue talking to her.
Yeah, exactly.
Why would I engage?
Yeah, exactly. And it's not about writing notes because we can write notes and look up.
Exactly.
You don't breathe a word. Even in class, you're just writing notes the whole time, just looking your book until the class is over. What if there's something on the board?
She needs to change the approach.
She needs
to be more, not humble. She needs to just be more human.
Yeah.
She needs to be more human.
But I can also understand why she's putting up that defense now, because if a whole entire country hates you.
Well, not the whole.
Not the whole entire country.
I have a bet.
Like, but if the whole entire country, is screaming you are incompetent.
Yes.
Right? And everybody's insulting your ra-ra-ra.
Mm.
Eh? It's the ra-ra-ra. Is that?
A person is not supposed to speak good English.
It's not about good English. It's that vibrosity that you are doing there. That performance, that performance that you are doing there, the hand movements and what, that artist stuff. Eh?
But what about Mr. Mupanda? Doesn't he talk the same way?
Joba Mpanda.
Except he does do eye contact. But he's also performative in his talking.
But he's a lecturer.
Okay, there we go.
By profession.
So he's used to.
Yeah. So when he's talking like this, he can have the book and the hand outside because he can do this.
Mm.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with 80% of the stuff he does and says, but I also like him.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah.
I like him a lot. He's necessary.
I got to swear, boy.
No, him I don't have time for.
Why?
I don't have time for swear.
Why?
Him, I don't even want to meet him. He can stay wherever he is. Where is he in? I don't know. Let him stay there. Because I know a person like Honorable Swadbwe, how he talks and carries himself.
Yeah.
That me and him will just clash.
Ne?
Immediately, day one. Because if he starts.
Somebody commented the previous mayor. Mm. The previous mayor was sitting next to him.
Yeah, I saw that.
And somebody commented, which the lady sitting next to him, like, oh my god, what is my boss talking about? Like, why does my boss have to be that guy?
She even looked like she was trying to hide her face. Nah, I don't have time for Swat Boy because he's disrespectful.
Nah?
Yeah, he's very disrespectful.
I keep telling people that there's a difference between brutally honest and disrespectful.
And he didn't start disrespectfulness now.
Of course, I'm older than your mother.
Idiots in parliament.
I'm older than your mother.
Like,
it's him. And then, do you know, up until a time ago, right? I did not actually hear, right? What Swat Boy's response was. I just heard the part where, Hagile said, like, I'm older than
your mother.
Yeah. And I didn't up until recently where I went to watch something, mm-hmm. right? Because I like to be informed. Where I went to watch something and then I heard that Swartboy's response was, my mother is dead.
Yeah, he did. And then
but still I'm older than your mother.
The doctor responded, but still I'm older than your mother. Whether she's dead or alive.
Well, I'm older than her.
So respect
me. Yes, and this is exactly what I'm saying, that that if we can have that, if we can have that level of respect, we can insult each other respectfully.
Let's understand one thing, guys. Yeah. We are Africans and Ubuntu first.
Eh.
Even Honorable James Sankwasa said something about Paulus Noah when Paulus Noah was saying, yeah, he's lying. Then he said, then James said, would he talk to his mother like that and tell his mother she's lying?
Eh.
I'm the same age or older than his mother.
Eh.
So we are taught in African culture, you don't tell an old person they are lying.
Yeah.
You can say, I think you are being dishonest.
Yes.
Or I think you're not telling the truth here.
Yeah, but you say, hey, mommy, you are lying.
You're lying. what are we doing here? No, man.
Exactly. You are a liar.
No, you can't say that. You can't talk like that.
And that is why we are so upset about losing our culture.
Mm.
Yeah. Our culture as a people.
Mm.
We are African first before we are anything else.
100%.
I can still tell you off, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lady here. Let me not bring out my Gatutura manners, right?
Yes.
Because I grew up in Gatutura and I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed.
Yeah,
be part of the, be part of the what by, hey, it's an Eagle FM Shandiki, but it was Katrina. Mm. Katrina, is it, Jay Hansen, Katrina Bimelo. Yeah.
Okay.
It was Katrina that said that. But even if we are going to be saying it, right? She didn't say, let me not bring out my Gatutura words.
Mm.
It's manners.
Yes.
Manners.
On. Let me not bring out those manners.
Yeah. Cause how? No. Don't do that.
100%.
Let's do better.
Let's beat the mirror.
Let's beat the mirror about it. Like, let's beat the mirror. So all of this is something that you are going to, I think that with today's conversation, right? We've covered ground on all different topics, kinds of artistry.
Mm, mm.
Gail Ballerina is a vet.
She's a veterinarian.
Yeah. Yes.
She is.
Doctor.
Doctor, yes.
Uh-huh.
Doctor
Gail. You think she's not doing music?
She's still doing.
When she comes to the window, she's like, studio! And then spa dates and what. And that's what they do. Mm. You understand? But I think the people that need to hear this conversation are boys.
Yes.
Because it's only you guys that are uneducated.
The girls are doing good.
You guys are uneducated. You guys are broke. You guys are not doing well.
Just look in
traffic. And you are many.
Just look in traffic at all the nice cars.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of the drivers are women.
Exactly.
Well, what's going on with the men?
Because you guys see things for face value. You guys tell us that you guys can multitask, but you guys are very bad at multitasking.
Men can't multitask. One thing at a time.
One thing at a time. I'm just gonna be a bum. Hmm?
For now. Hey, it ain't easy, man.
Because if you look at our music industry, to be honest, if they want to step into the music industry and they want to change the dynamics, then let them be stand up guys.
Yes.
Let them be guys that can afford their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because we cannot hate on Lioness videos. Do you know why? Mm-hmm. How? Because she's investing money into her videos because she goes to work.
Those are her own videos.
Because she goes to work.
Your comment was never asked for. Nobody asked for your comment.
Now you have to go to reason. You have to go and beg the guy.
Mm.
But it's, I just need a chance. I just need a chance. The thing is that it's not about a chance.
Mm.
It is about a plan.
Exactly.
If you go and study or you learn a trade, a craft or whatever, you get money there. You can budget to have your $14,000 music video.
Exactly. Exactly. We need to become self-reliant
and independent. And realistic.
Stop asking for handouts.
Realistic. Mm. If I can tell you right now, that I don't know now who's the new girls.
In the industry.
I don't know. I only know that one, Miss Gideon.
Miss Gideon, yeah.
Yeah. And there's another one that is dancing in front of the church. What is her name with a shorty?
Miss June. June.
Is it June?
Probably June, yeah.
July? June. Like, yeah, those are two that I know them, but I don't know them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lilence is a medical doctor. Ne? Bella is an IT technician.
Yes.
Right? Karishma is a designer.
Yes.
Yeah? These are school things, ne? People go to school for these things.
100%.
Yeah, yeah. Who else? It's these three that I mentioned. Yeah. And myself. Yeah, I'm a radio journalist and an entrepreneur. Yeah,
we can go on the Snazzy. She's an accountant.
Hey, is it a teacher or an accountant? One of the two.
One of the two.
Uh-huh.
So, Sally, they're Sally.
Uh-huh.
So, there's a lot of women and they are very successful.
They are successful.
Away from music.
Away from music.
So
if you're going to be doing music, ne, do two things, man.
In this country, you should.
Yeah, in this country, you do two things. Mm-hmm. And also, don't be relying on Nigerians to come and find you.
No. Don't rely on dreams.
Don't rely on, like, be realistic,
yeah,
guys.
Don't rely on it.
What are the chances
that someone from Nigeria will come sign you?
Eh.
And even if you go to Nigeria, they won't like you.
Eh, you are not Nigerian. Eh. Nobody, you can't even make it in the South African industry because at the end of the day, it's not xenophobia. It's just, you must wait for your own country to grow.
I performed in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I perform when I'm on stage. Luckily, I just perform in English.
Yeah.
So I'm rapping. I'm killing it. The crowd is showing me love here and there.
Ooh.
All good. I swear, my last song, before my last song, I gave a little speech. Yeah, I'm all the way from Namibia.
Oh, the whole thing died.
I saw some people turning around even.
Could you,
the same people who were just cheering me on.
Query.
It's like, oh,
you're a foreigner.
You're not our person. Sorry.
I thought
maybe you are from Umhlanga Rocks or Kwamashu. You're not from.
Longest 3 minutes of your life.
Then I even got a bigger fright when I was like, nah, I'm from Namibia, man. Just here. What is Namibia?
Oh.
Hey, man. The country just above me. Next to Botswana. Angola?
I shouldn't have started this. Like, what's wrong with me?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Those people love their own.
Yes.
Something Namibians fail to do.
We fail to do it and that is because yesterday I was talking about disappointment.
Mm.
So how will I know if I'm disappointed? How will I know if I've disappointed? Mm. We're talking about dysfunctional families. My conclusion for June, is lower your expectations, please.
100%.
If you have no expectations of being loved, when the love comes,
you are good.
Oh.
You embrace it. When you're expecting love.
And then it doesn't come.
Even if it just comes a little bit, you'll be like,
you break your heart.
More. I thought they would love me more.
Bella was telling me about a girl that has, 101,000 followers on the gram and Twitter and whatever.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy, right? You would think.
Those are probably bots though.
Who knows, but you would probably think, right? Yeah. These are good numbers. You can start a music career on this one. And then she started a music career on that one. And her Spotify has 44. Not 1,000. 44. 44 listeners. 4-4.
Yeah, but I always tell the girls, and I warn these women, like, the social media fame doesn't.
But I said, as well, we like you because you are pretty.
It doesn't translate to
look at. You reality. Talk nice.
Yes. It doesn't relate to reality.
Uh-huh.
There can be a woman with 20,000 followers.
Mm-hmm.
If me and her walk through Grove Mall, I guarantee you more people will stop to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
But she has the 40,000 followers.
Exactly.
Where are those followers when we are walking through town?
Eh.
Why are they not wanting to meet you now?
Yeah.
Because now here you are, Moss.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. It's social media, man.
Mm-hmm. And even with, I don't know much about Top Cherry. Like with me, I only talk mainly about people that I know. I don't know much about Top Cherry.
They were saying she's one of the gatekeepers.
Is she one of the gatekeepers?
That's what they were saying, yeah.
Why?
Apparently because she gets all the gigs and the others.
That is what people don't understand, right? Top Cherry started a genre.
Mm-hmm.
That is appreciated in Namibia. In 90% of Namibia, or not 90, but 60% of Namibians are Vambus.
Yeah,
Vambus that don't speak English.
Even us who speak Koshierero, we understand Oshivambu.
Exactly.
So we understand the music.
Uh-huh.
So we can
Uncle Eve, one more time.
You know, ne?
How?
People always tell me a bunch of bad stuff about Top Cherry, but I like Top Cherry.
Yeah.
I respect her hustle.
Yeah.
And she's a woman.
She started, she is in her genre alone.
Yes.
She's in her genre alone. Yes. So if she even had to go toe to toe with anybody, the only person she would go against, ne? Is Tate Buti.
Or Tate Buti. And she can't do that.
Literally.
She can't do that.
Literally.
So
her and Tate Buti are basically like,
they're
it's a male and a female. She's a female Tate Buti.
Exactly.
Basically.
100% she is.
Yeah.
She is, actually.
And the same crowd that Tate Buti has is the same crowd that she has.
It's true.
Because the type of music that she's doing, right? There's no one else inside the music. It's just the same way as we can argue the fame and the gigs of Dog and Gaza. We can argue those two because, to be honest, there was no one else.
Yeah, it's true.
The person that was sleeping on the bag was Sunny Boy. Sunny Boy was sleeping on the bag when Gaza and Dog were having that argument. Him, he was supposed to jump out now.
Take both spots
now. Strategy.
Yes.
Now become the biggest artist.
But at least he's still doing well. But
yeah.
He was not alone.
I swear,
ne, there was a guy. Dollar six.
Dollar six yakala mpan. Dollar six yakala mpan.
That guy.
There was Chiporoporo.
Chiporoporo.
Eh?
There was, what is the other guy's name?
Kamasutra.
Kamasutra.
Kamasutra is apparently is coming back now.
Ne? There was Pablo Diablo.
The outlaw.
So.
Exactly.
Killer B.
Guys, if you are going to go into the music, take like opportunity.
Yeah, you must take it.
Take your opportunity.
Seize the moment.
Have a plan. The only people that can perform for the rest of their lives, especially in as women, right? It's only Beyonce.
It's
only Beyonce.
The rest are retiring. Or
we have to retire.
Bowing out.
We have to retire because our kids are also going to school, huh?
Mm-hmm. And you want to be a mother also. You don't want to be
we want to be mothers. We want to be wives.
Forever, you're just in studios.
Forever.
Surrounded by these producers.
Go to the studio, ne? And do your thing.
And go home. But it's not easy being an artist, especially being a woman in the industry.
No.
It's worse because now most producers just...
That one was a big challenge. That one.
Motives.
That was part of the reason that I didn't start early enough. Yeah. Oh, that one.
The producers are just.
Oh, the producers are selling. Are trading or is it bartering sex for a beat?
Just imagine.
What type of business?
Mind is that you get no money for your work.
I have a friend of mine. I used to get paid in alcohol and drugs.
Yeah.
This person shoots a whole video. He was even complaining about it the other day. He was calling me the other day and he was like, these people just want to pay people in drugs and alcohol.
Hey, it is like, that's what it as I be sometimes.
Like, I know.
Listen, before we go, you need to play me that dollar six. You need to play me dollar six.
I was going to pay you Bob Dylan.
Nah, let's listen to Namibians. That dollar six guy, I love that guy, man. I just can't believe he's not doing music anymore.
But it's okay, you know?
I saw a video on Facebook just last month where he was speaking there. And
what was he saying?
He was telling some guys at like a bar, they were discussing that. Then he was like telling the guys, hey, you guys, you don't respect me or what? Me, I was one of those guys. But those guys he's talking to are maybe young. They don't know anything. They don't know the history.
Yeah.
If they do know, they would know that guy was one of the giants.
Yeah, but also like your giant things, ne? Like
it didn't last long. It was maybe 2 years, 1 year.
Yeah.
Your giant things,
ne? Like put your money where your mouth is, bruh.
Yeah,
put your money where your mouth is.
Maybe I must call dollar six.
Like, I just want to hear your voice, man.
Bruh, can I not buy you a beat so that you just record the song and we hear some?
Hey. There's no dollar six on the internet, ne?
On YouTube?
It's not dollar six on the internet, my friend.
Imagine the guy's music is that old. But then we gotta listen to something else local.
Like what?
Let's give Sunny Boy love.
Sunny?
Sunny Boy. Let's listen to Sunny Boy. What, Summertime? Or Serious? Because we've been having serious conversations.
And this was the time that he was supposed to break through, yeah, guys.
But Sunny is that guy. I mean, my mom knows Sunny's music.
Sunny, but also, guy. He's chasing 50, of course.
Yeah, Sunny's that guy.
Guys, we are chasing... Like, one thing that people must understand is, ne, that me, I went into the music industry very young. Hey, Liz, very young somebody. Yeah. A girl with a gang of guys. Basically, 100%. That was just me.
Dangerous also.
Like, it wasn't dangerous. You guys are not dangerous.
I mean,
you guys are not dangerous.
Okay, yeah, we're not.
You guys are not dangerous. You guys are not dangerous. You guys are not dangerous people. I think there was a point where this guy that wanted to beat me with a brick in Okanja.
What?
I know.
He probably died, man.
No? Michael came through.
Yeah, I bet.
It was dangerous.
Yeah.
You guys are dangerous.
Yeah.
But, like I said, the gap over there, if you're doing it and you don't have a plan, you'll go and release your first music in your late 20s like I did. Mm-hmm. Because you started off early and you didn't have a plan. You were just
but
there.
At least when you release it, when you're at an older age, you're better mentally prepared.
Yeah. For whatever comes.
Than when you are just young and naive.
No, the problem is when you're young, you're looking at the numbers, man.
That's what
You're looking at Miss Gideon's 1 million. Do you know that in Namibia, apparently now, to get to 1 million views ain't none.
Is it?
Oh, everybody has. Everybody, like Linda's song was at 10K, 12K, whatever. Now it's at 763,000.
Because of this week's things.
Yeah.
Sure.
Numbers, pulling numbers here is not something that is a thing anymore.
Yeah, but the problem is those numbers don't translate to money.
To money.
So it's
that's
pointless.
The real problem.
They're pointless numbers.
And also, they don't translate to subscribers.
It's just fame and attention.
You get money from subscribers.
Yeah, then that's how you start getting monetized. All that. Yeah,
So now you are having all these 2 million views, but nobody is booking you for shows.
Exactly.
Ah. Balance.
Sunny Boy, it's another one. Shasha. The situation is balance. Some never have a balance. Balance. Near Chito has a balance. Balance. You know, Piana, balance. Balance. Yeah, balance. Balance. Get your mama.
Balance, balance, you know, piano, balance, balance, situation es diez pecadas de mi chacha vena.
Afternoon, my beloved ladies and gentlemen. We are signing off. We are saying goodbye. We are saying au revoir. Thank you so much, Jay Black, for joining us, man, today.
Nah, thank you guys for having me. EKFM.
Do you know you were saying like 3 hours, and then
yeah, but time flew.
Like you're like, how? It's two minutes to.
This is actually better than those 30-minute interviews we get always.
Yeah.
Just when you want to say something.
We're done. Let's go, guys. Wrap it up.
That is nice, man. I love you. Thanks, Eagle FM, for having me.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to all your sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
And much love to you, the matriarch.
Oh, please.
Thank you for having me, man. I appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to have you, my dear.
Thank you. Thank you.
A pleasure, Shashi. You know, you understand life, you. You understand. You understand life. You can.
How many people are in the life?
I have no idea, but we'll go and check afterwards. Yeah. But for now, ladies and gentlemen, we are saying bye-bye, and we are waiting for, who's that, Ondangwa to come on board. But from me, the matriarch, and your also beloved favorite rapper, Jay Black, we say bye-bye, and HR practitioner.
Yes.
Sunrise stains the window pane. Another town, another name. Been chasing shadows in the rain. Just trying to find my way again. Maps and roads all feel the same. A whispered echo of your name. A moth caught in a restless flame. Lost inside this quiet game. But then a flicker soft and low. Steady glow that starts to grow. A warmth I didn't have to chase. A sign I hadn't lost my place. And though it was the light you left on for me, cutting through the dark so I could finally see. Yeah. guiding my ship home from a storm-tossed sea.
Freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal. Do you give does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why.
Part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?